heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time to hear from you. 877-726-8255. Plus, I got a lot of stories I want to share with you. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. It's about you sharing your concerns and your experiences with me live on the air. 877-726-8255 is our number. Plus, I've got a lot of stories to share with you. Among the stories that we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about what happens when we've heard of ChatGPT, which is an artificial intelligence machine learning thing, and it can compose poems, it can paint paintings, it can give speeches, it can do all kinds of things. If you want to have an essay done, you can use ChatGPT. Well, what happens when you pose the question to ChatGPT? Please write a persuasive poem about the benefits of an omnivorous lifestyle. Fascinating results. We'll also talk about what's happening to the fake meat industry. 877-726-8255. We got lots of topics to discuss this hour. And among them is a big study on masking. Maybe you heard about it, maybe you didn't. I had this week the opportunity to go to Broadway, just a few blocks from where I live, and it's great. I can just show up at TKTS a few minutes before showtime and see if any tickets are left. Sometimes they release the orchestra seats, and you can get a good ticket at half price, and I did. And I went to see Leopold Schott, which is a play by Tom Stoppard, about it's basically about what happens to a Jewish family. It starts in 1899 in Vienna, and it progresses to 1938, and it's about the downfall of that family in the face of Nazism and its aftermath. And when I went to the theater, there was a warning. It was on the website. It was also posted in the theater that we have waived the requirement for masks. It used to be that you had to be vaccinated, show a vaccine card. You had absolutely to wear a mask. The requirements now on Broadway are less rigorous, which is bringing back the crowds. It was a full house. And what was interesting is they said, but we don't actually require masks, but we really advise you to wear a mask. Well, I would say about 20% of the audience continued to wear masks, maybe a tad more, maybe a quarter of the audience. But a lot of people were unmasked in the crowded circumstances, people sitting very close together. The seats are very packed, and it was a packed house. And so I am not masking, nor do I intend to mask anymore when I go to public events. I don't mask in the office. I don't ask that patients wear masks. If they prefer to wear masks in my presence, that's okay with me. It's optional. Mask optional is my approach. And the same thing when, you know, I have several plane trips planned for this year. I plan to get on the plane and not wear a mask. I mean, a few countries, you know, perhaps in Asia who still require masks, but I'm not going there, so I'm not going to wear a mask. And some people still do wear masks, and some people don't. And some people even are continuing to wear masks outside. So it's interesting to look at the science behind that. According to the latest review and meta-analysis by something called the Cochrane Library. Now, the Cochrane Library is an organization that is based in the UK, and its mission is to, and I'm quoting, organize medical research findings to facilitate evidence-based choices about health interventions which involve health professionals, patients, and policymakers. And the key is it's got to be evidence-based. And, you know, I followed the Cochrane, what formerly was called the Cochrane Collaboration, now just Cochrane, for many years because they are very conservative in their recommendations. While studies done by pharmaceutical companies sometimes are biased in favor of promoting a drug, the Cochrane Collaboration consists of over 30,000 experts from around the world who weigh in sometimes critically on medical recommendations. Like if they say you must wear a mask, they'll say, okay, fine, you know, let's look at the evidence very dispassionately and very carefully. And that's what they did recently. They did a systematic review of masking, and also they threw in hand washing for good measure, in an article that they just published at the end of last month, physical interventions to interrupt or reduce the spread of respiratory viruses. And they include the flu and SARS-CoV-2, our current COVID pandemic. And here's what they found. They looked at studies comprising over 600,000 participants, and a lot of different studies, nearly 100 studies, some of them new, some of them done at the beginning of the pandemic. And they looked at three propositions. Do medical surgical masks improve outcomes compared to no masks? And medical surgical masks means those, you know, paper masks, the blue paper masks that a lot of people are wearing. Sometimes there are other colors, they're white, but they're basically paper masks. And then they compared N95 respirators, the very close-fitting masks that are kind of, frankly, uncomfortable to wear and hard to sustain. I, you know, in the early parts of the pandemic, I wore them on plane flights, very hard to sustain. They compared those N95 respirators to medical and surgical masks, to paper masks. And then they looked at hand washing compared to not hand washing. And here's what they found. It's very interesting. Medical surgical masks compared to no masks. They found that, this is their conclusion, wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of influenza-like illness. Wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of SARS-CoV-2 compared to not wearing masks. That's number one. So the paper masks, according to them, ineffective, partially because they're porous, partially because people don't wear them well, and partially because people don't wear them all the time. Because what we're seeing in a lot of countries is there's still a mask mandate. But like in China, where they have basically ended the lockdowns, COVID is surging. And in other countries that had good luck in the beginning when they had full lockdowns, COVID is surging. Like in South Korea, for example, Japan to a certain extent, New Zealand to a certain extent, Australia to a certain extent. All right, then they looked at N95 masks compared to medical surgical masks. Now, you have to acknowledge that the N95 masks are likely to be superior, right? They're close-fitting. Turns out not, according to the study. Very little evidence. They could not establish an advantage of those masks, surprisingly. They say they may be more effective, but evidence is limited. So they say their conclusion is that use of an N95 mask compared to a regular mask probably makes little or no difference for the outcome of lab-confirmed flu. Okay. Now, hand hygiene. Surprising results. They found that hand hygiene was actually a little bit helpful. They say that hand hygiene may be beneficial with 11% relative reduction of respiratory illness, but it's not a big deal because that would mean for 1,000 people, you would reduce the respiratory illnesses from 200 to 178. That's something, but it's not really much. So especially if you don't touch your eyes or pick your nose, there's going to be an advantage. But bottom line, there's no clear difference in the use of medical surgical masks compared with N95 masks when used in routine care to reduce respiratory viral infection. Okay. When I return, very interesting study about why it is that some people may persist in wearing masks. It's not merely to give them a sense of security. There's a whole new perspective on that coming up. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. It's Groundhog Day all over again. Congress has to figure out how to control our nation's debt. What solutions is Kevin McCarthy discussing? And what's the real way to solve America's debt crisis? What should you be looking out for? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions or comments. Anything that relates to intelligent medicine is fair game. And let's talk to Robert. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
I would like to ask you, is it necessary to take DHEA or resveratrol with food? I like to take the DHA in the morning because it'd be in line with the natural secretion of the hormone. But I read somewhere it should be taken with food.
Okay, you know, it's an interesting question because you know, a lot of people are very concerned about, you know, when to take supplements and, for that matter, when to take medications in relationship to food. And in large part, supplements are well absorbed with food, and there are some exceptions. But especially when a supplement is fat-based, or what we call lipophilic, it's going to be better absorbed with food. And there's also the possibility that certain things like resveratrol work well in the microbiome when bacteria work to convert them into active metabolites. So with regard to the two things that you mentioned, it's likely that they'll work fine when taken with food. I personally take DHEA, and I measure my DHEA, and I get and I take it with food, and I get a distinct blood level response when I take DHEA, even when I take it with food. Now, there's certain exceptions. For example, when you take amino acids that are supposed to be neurotransmitter support, it may be that taking them with protein in your diet can interfere with their absorption. So if you're taking tyrosine for dopamine, or if you're taking tryptophan for serotonin, it may be that taking those alone is preferable. But for the most part, you know, especially things like coenzyme Q10, it's fat soluble, and therefore it's going to be better absorbed when taken with a fatty food. It's just going to dissolve with the fat in the meal, and then it'll be taken up in the digestive tract into the bloodstream and be more bioavailable. So generally, frankly, there are very few things that I take away from food. I can't be bothered because it's a little OCD to say, well, this one's with food, this one's without food. I'm taking, 20 different things at, 14 different times, and it gets a little nuts. So for the most part, things are well tolerated and well absorbed when they're taken with it. That's the other thing, toleration. You know, you take a lot of vitamins on an empty stomach and, you know, kind of burns your stomach lining. So generally take stuff with food. 877-726-8255 is our number. Okay, on the subject of masking, you know, a lot of people wear masks for practical reasons. They think that they really do confer protection. Well, the article that I just shared with you from the Corcoran collaboration suggests that, yeah, that may really not be the case according to science. But there may be other reasons why people wear masks. You know, I'm walking around New York City and a lot of people still wear masks outside. People are wearing masks inside. So what's up with that? Research from Seoul National University in South Korea wanted to see if self-perceived attractiveness played a role in people's mask-wearing decisions. So you might think, well, this is a cultural. They studied Koreans. No, they actually studied mostly Americans. Average age, 33. Men, 44%. Very interesting findings. They found that people who consider themselves attractive are less likely to wear masks. People who consider themselves less attractive, more likely to wear masks. So the study authors wrote, overall, we provide a novel finding that self-perceived attractiveness had significant effects on mask-wearing intention via mask attractiveness belief in the post-pandemic of COVID-19. Our findings suggest that mask-wearing could shift from being a self-protection measure during the COVID-19 pandemic to a self-presentation tactic in the post-pandemic era. This was published in the Frontiers of Psychology. So, you know, well, you folks who weren't a mask, what are you saying? Dr. Hoffman, you're saying we're ugly? Well, there are alternative explanations. First of all, it could be a political statement. It's like, I'm not MAGA. I believe in what, you know, the current administration is telling us. I am not dissenting from the narrative. That's one element of that. But here's another novel explanation. Maybe some people are feel they're too attractive. They attract too many errant gazes, particularly from men mashing on women. This happens a lot, you know, on urban streets. And maybe, just maybe, the masks are designed to be part of an urban dweller's survival strategy of, you know, keep your head down, keep your eyes on the pavement, no eye contact, and avoid the intrusive glances of people gazing at your beautiful features. That's a possibility, too. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Life shakes and pain. We all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and E Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder, that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So if you can't get to your phone during the broadcast, and a question should occur to you anytime during the week, you can just call 877-726-8255 and record your question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I am 90 years old and in very good health, but recently was diagnosed with a heart murmur. I know other people who have it, but don't seem to know much about it. I wonder if you could elaborate on the subject. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Robert, you sound great, and I'm glad you're otherwise in good health. And let's a few basic facts. In a single day, your heart beats 100,000 times, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on your state of health. And that means that your heart beats 35
million times per year. And in an average lifetime, your heart beats 2.5 billion times. That's a billion times for each 27.4 years that you're allotted on Earth. And you being 90, you're approaching 4 billion beats. So if you can think of any other piece of equipment in the world that can withstand that kind of stress, you know, certainly not a car. You know, a car 10 years down the line is pretty shot and requires repairs. And most devices don't last very long. Your heart's doing a pretty good job. So when your valves deteriorate, they can deteriorate in several ways. One is calcification can form on the valves, and that's a little akin to calcification in your coronary arteries. It's due to inflammation, trauma, and then the body's effort to repair. Sometimes high cholesterol contributes to that, and then calcium's deposited on those valves. And then the valves, when you listen to the heart, they make sort of a like a whooshing sound. You can hear it with a stethoscope. And then when the valves constrict too much, or if they become floppy or incompetent, you know, they allow regurgitation, the blood can flow back instead of, you know, going forward, that results in functional decline. And typically what you may experience is shortness of breath with tasks that you're ordinarily able to perform. And usually you go along for a while with a murmur, and it's inconsequential. You know, I tell a lot of patients, you have a murmur, we should keep an eye on it, maybe do an echocardiogram, see if your heart is being stressed by that. Sometimes the heart enlarges in an effort to pump blood more, and that can lead to heart failure. Sometimes the valve is damaged by disease. That occurred particularly in the generation of people in the 1920s and 30s who developed rheumatic heart disease. A lot of these people are deceased by now, but that, you know, could be a contributory factor in a 90-year-old. And we saw a lot of that when treating geriatric patients when I was in my medical training. They had rheumatic heart disease that damaged their valves. The valves needed to be repaired. So the option is, you know, since there's no medication that can fix that, it's usually a surgical thing. And they used to have to crack the chest and make a big deal out of it. And so, you know, if you had a valve problem and you were a little older, they'd be reluctant to do that. But now it's easier to do with what's called transcutaneous valve repair, which means they thread a catheter up through your femoral artery or sometimes via your wrist artery, and they go directly in the heart, and they put in, essentially, they repair the valve. They fix the valve, or they can replace the valve in some cases, too. And it just merely having a murmur doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to need the surgery. But if you should experience a functional decline and you're not otherwise seriously ill, you become a candidate even in your 90s for this kind of procedure. It's so well tolerated, even by the old, that it can give you years of trouble-free mileage going forward, you know, with the prospect that you may have 5, 10, 15 more years of longevity ahead of you. Why feel impaired, short of breath, or unable to walk? So that's the story with valves. There's an interesting sideline to that, which is a new story that I just came across. Heart valve disease linked to serotonin. Well, okay, serotonin, that's something that we make, but it's also something that's boosted by certain types of medications, SSRI medications. In this research, they found that taking SSRIs was associated with severe mitral regurgitation that needed to be treated with surgery at a younger age than for patients not taking SSRIs. So another possible reason to be, yeah, I mean, these medications can be life-saving. They can really be beneficial. Alternatively, the results can be kind of meh. But so many people these days are taking SSRIs, so we really got to give this some thought, that over the years, they might be more prone to valvular problems, particularly mitral valve regurgitation. In a mouse study, they found that normal mice treated with high doses of SSRIs developed thickened mitral valves. So that is a good story. I'm not saying that everybody taking a, you know, Prozac, Zoloft, those types of medications, that these medications invariably damage your heart valves, but they may somewhat increase the likelihood you're going to develop problems. The heart's working hard enough trying to keep up with the burden of survival into old age. So that is an interesting sidelight to the story. Interesting question. Thanks for that. Call us again. Let us know how things are going, if you undergo some kind of valve repair procedure, if they're going to leave you alone, which is also quite possible. Here's another one. You know the expression, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Well, there are a lot of different ways in which antidepressants may have subtle harmful effects. And this one is on antibiotic resistance. The emergence of disease-causing bacteria, the resistance to antibiotics, is really a clinical challenge, and it's attributed to the overuse of antibiotics. You know, we prescribe them willy-nilly, and we give them to our livestock, and then we, as humans, consume them, and that may drive antibiotic resistance. But there may be another potential driver of resistance, antidepressants. Through a variety of pathways, antidepressants can trigger drug resistance. And, you know, so they did some studies in the test tube and then in experimental animals, and they found that E. coli, which is potentially dangerous bacteria, became resistant to multiple antibiotics after being exposed to Prozac. What they found was other pathways by which Zoloft, a commonly prescribed SSRI antidepressant, promoted the transfer of genes between bacterial cells. That's like bacterial sex. They transfer genes to one another. And that process can speed up the spread of resistance through a population. So it's a form of accelerated evolution. And when it comes to bacteria, that transfer of genes can confer, you know, like one bacteria develops that capability and then can easily transfer its talent at antibiotic resistance to other bacteria that surround it. So this is an interesting instance of how taking certain medications may have off-target effects that can have really severe consequences for us. They looked at 835 medicines that were not antibiotics. They found that some of them had enhancing effects. Some of them had inhibiting effects on the growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So there you have it. All right, 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at the important role that CBD, hemp-derived cannabinoid, can play in a very, very important arena, which is in our constant battle against daily aches and pains. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa. Wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes, and their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair, new name, same great service and location, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Hell, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We talk a lot about the benefits of hemp-derived cannabinoids, in particular from our friends at pluscbdoil.com, because they make a very fine line, wide range of supplements to address various needs. Pain is a big issue. And today we're going to talk about Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels, because it's a very interesting story. With us is Maggie Frank. She spent 20 years in the health and wellness industry. She's passionate about health and fitness. She has a personal story of overcoming all kinds of health obstacles through natural medicine. And now she's joined the CV Sciences team, where she shares her knowledge about the endocannabinoid system. Welcome, Maggie. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me, Dr. Hoffman.
It's my great pleasure. So, okay, so pain, big issue, big category. CBD has been found to have some benefits. There's a product that Plus CBD makes. CB Science is a very, very big manufacturer and reliable manufacturer of hemp-derived products. It's called Plus CBD Relief Soft Gels. And I use them. I find they're very helpful for post-exercise aches and pains, recovery. Tell us about how they work.
Plus CBD Relief Soft Gels are a combination of three powerful ingredients that address the way that our body essentially balances inflammation and how we physically, mentally, and emotionally respond to pain and illness. So we provide 15 milligrams of Plus CBD that supports the endocannabinoid system. And then we provide 15 milligrams of CBDA. CBDA is the raw form of CBD. In the raw form, it has different benefits to the activated form CBD. So with CBDA, we see that its power really is how it affects the COX-2 enzyme pathways. And with 15 milligrams, you're providing almost instantaneous pain and inflammation support within about 15 to 30 minutes for most people. But because CBDA doesn't affect the COX-1 enzyme pathway, we don't have the same concern for digestive upset, liver, or gallbladder problems that may arise with other more traditional pain-relieving options.
Yeah, things like Advil, then, ibuprofen, you know, the concern with those is they may relieve pain and they work fast, but there's a downside. They actually can cause a lot of gastrointestinal problems, other problems as well if you take too many.
100%. There's definitely a cost when we're looking at more traditional NSAIDs. And today we don't see that risk factor come into play with CBDA. And then there's one more ingredient in the Relief Soft Gels, and that is 175 milligrams per soft gel of Levigin Plus's PEA. And PEA stands for palmitoyl ethanol amide, and it's essentially a endocannabinoid. It's something we make within our bodies. Sadly, we don't make enough to keep up with the current need. And PEA helps us more appropriately deal with pain, inflammatory response, and then our ability to healthfully recover after injury or illness.
Okay, and I can attest to the benefits of this because yesterday it was quite cold here in the Northeast. I don't know where you're located, but decided to crank up the fireplace. And so I got a whole bunch of wood and fire starter, and I lifted it, and I felt a little crick in my shoulder. And I was like, uh-oh. And I took some of the Relief, and I also did used some of the topical CBD, and I rubbed that into my shoulder. And I was amazed this morning. It's like I have no residual discomfort. It's quite amazing.
It works really well, and you did something that is one of my favorite ways to address pain and discomfort when it comes to using these products. I love the 1-2 punch of an oral product that'll deal with the systemic and then a topical product that's going to deal with that immediate local acute issue that might be screaming at us, like a sore shoulder in your case or knees. Lower back, sore feet after being on them all day long. It can really provide some pretty immediate concentrated support when we apply it topically.
Well, so address some of the audience's possible concerns, because they may say, well, you know, like, fine, I'll take this stuff if it relieves my pain, but I got to be functional. You know, I got to go to work. I got to drive. You know, am I going to feel drowsy? Am I going to feel stoned? Am I going to get the munchies from this? You know, what are some of the potential effects of this? Because it is hemp-derived, and frankly, it's of a similar species to pot. So what's going on here?
So the hemp sources that we use hemp versus high-THC cannabis to make these products. So hemp is a plant that is under 0.3% THC, which means extremely residual at the point of harvest. These soft gels have super, super, super minute levels of THC, which is the phytocannabinoid known to get us stoned. You will not get high from taking a Relief soft gel. This product is simply going to support the way your body deals with inflammation and pain without creating a psychoactive or an altering effect whatsoever. You can take these in the morning and still drive a car. You could take these at night and it will not create any environment where you wouldn't be able to fall asleep.
It's in fact, they may actually help you achieve a better level of sleep. I mean, I take CBD sometimes at bedtime. The sleep formula, the gummies, and they're very conducive to, you know, supporting sleep. So it seems like this formula, of the three ingredients, it works in two ways. It works locally where there's inflammation. You know, maybe there's a, you know, strain or a sprain, and there's actually inflammation in your muscles or in a ligament. But it also works in the brain, where the brain interprets signals that come from an injury site, and it sort of maybe gates them down a little bit so that you're less afflicted. Do I have that right?
Yes. We see within the support of these ingredients, we're going to support everything from the physical response to pain to the neurological response to pain, like you said, but also the emotional side of it. Getting, yep. Being in pain, being sick for a long period of time can make us depressed. It can kind of create a cloudy, foggy feeling. These three ingredients are really addressing pain and inflammation and illness in a multi-pronged way that leads to a more holistic ability to heal.
Okay, are there studies on this? Because if you visit pluscbdoil.com, is there you know, a library of medical studies, or can one find that kind of information?
Yeah, so at our website, pluscbdoil.com, we do have quite, we're regularly updating. So we put research on there about CBD, CBDA, metolethanol amide, or PEA. We also have a YouTube channel, CV Sciences, at YouTube, on the YouTube channel. We do short videos there, tutorials. We go more in depth about each ingredient, the research substantiating it. We talk about, we're unfortunately, one of the hindrances I find with CBD is
a little constrained, by regulatory,
we're
but
constrained.
I want to give me a chance, because I want to let our audience know about a special offer, because we really want people to try this and access it. So there's a special offer. You can visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels and all their great products, including topicals and their Calm formula, their Sleep formula. They're all great, reliable. Thank you very much for joining us, Maggie Frank. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The extreme cold that gripped the Northeast has given way to more seasonal temperatures.
Temperatures in many areas of the Northeast climbed to the mid-40s Sunday. Even New Hampshire's Mount Washington, where it was minus 47, climbed to 18. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
We do expect the temperatures to be above average for the upcoming week across a good part of the country, especially the Northeast.
A big difference from Saturday's record-breaking cold.
Boston was minus 10, Albany minus 13, Glens Falls, New York, minus 24.
And all three of New York City's major airports had record-breaking weather. 5 degrees at LaGuardia and Newark, 4 degrees at JFK. I'm Julie Walker.
A manhunt for a gunman who critically wounded an off-duty New York police officer who arranged on social media to meet a Brooklyn Street address to buy a car. And two abducted children who'd been missing from Missouri for almost a year found in a Florida grocery store with a non-custodial mother who was taken into custody. Republican lawmakers accusing China of deliberately surveilling sensitive U.S. military sites with a suspected spy balloon that was shot down yesterday afternoon. They say the Biden administration had given Beijing an intelligence opening by not downing the balloon during its high-altitude drift through American airspace. House Intelligence Committee Chair Ohio Republican Mike Turner tells the NBC's Meet the Press program the Biden administration was too slow to act.
Clearly the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over. The satellite had completed its mission. This should never have been allowed to enter the United States, and it never should have been allowed to complete its mission.
Democrats say GOP criticism of an incident that has strained ties between the two powers was, in their words, unwarranted. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The German economy shrank by 0.2% in the fourth quarter compared with the previous three-month period.
The performance by Europe's biggest economy was worse than expected. Germany's Federal Statistical Office says gross domestic product shrank for the first time since the first quarter of 2021. That was largely due to a decline in consumer spending, which had supported the economy in the first 9 months of 2022. The drop followed GDP growth of 0.5% in the third quarter and 0.1% in the second quarter.
Jeremy House reports the fourth quarter reading prompted Germany's statistics office to revise last year's full growth figure down to 1.8% from the 1.9% that was initially reported. Tesla hiking the price of its Model Y after U.S. government officials altered the tax credit rule. More news at townhall.com. California officials are considering a plan to make flag football a girls' high school sport.
The California Interscholastic Federation's Federated Council will vote on the proposal. If the measure is approved, flag football would be an official high school sport for girls in the nation's most populous state for the upcoming 2023-24 year. The vote comes amid a surge in interest in flag football among younger players in recreational leagues and support from the NFL. John Scott reporting.
Speaking of, Kirk Cousins threw three touchdown passes to rally the NFC to a 35-33 win over the AFC in the Pro Bowl games and ended the conference's five-year losing streak. His counterpart, Derek Carr, was 6 of 12 for 104 yards and two touchdowns. Based on earlier flag games and skills competitions, the AFC took a 21-15 lead into the final flag football game. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I really appreciate you tuning in today. And the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And I have a wonderful program for you here today. And let me just start off by saying that last week I covered the VA aid and attendance benefit. I felt like I kind of had to rush through several parts of that. And then I felt bad about that after the program. So I wanted to take a little more time to review that information. And then the one thing that I really wanted to do last week was to provide an example, a real life example of how impactful this benefit could be for someone in a kind of a typical situation. So I'm going to jump right in, and that's how we're going to begin today's program with another review of that VA aid and attendance benefit. So first of all, I think most people still do not know about this benefit. I mean, it is such a great benefit, and I would say the majority of veterans, their families, or maybe their surviving spouses have never even heard of this. So that's why I always spend a lot of time talking about this, you know, throughout the year, and I have for all of these years. And I definitely review this every single time I sit down with the senior care consulting client, so to see if someone might be able to benefit from this this wonderful assistance. So first of all, it is financial assistance to help pay veterans or their surviving spouses for the high cost of senior care. So it's a pretty specific benefit. You must be paying for and receiving help with at least two activities of daily living, and I'll provide an example of that here in just a second. There's a pretty good list of them. So if you're receiving help with at least two of those activities of daily living, then that's that would help to qualify you. There's a service-related requirement, and then, of course, there's a financial-related requirement. So let's jump in here. The service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, which is pretty much a slam dunk for the vast majority of anyone who's ever served in the military. You're usually in for at least a couple of years, typical 4 years or much longer. Like my father-in-law, he was career military, so he was in there for a long time. So and really loved it. But at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war. And I kind of rushed through that last time too, so I'll take my time with that. Not dishonorably discharged. I think the majority of our veterans were not dishonorably discharged. Usually one of the other types of discharges, income of less than the cost of care to qualify for the maximum benefit, and then the liquid assets, the brand new numbers for 2023, liquid assets, and that doesn't include your house and a car and all the stuff in your house. We're talking checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, just all liquid assets of $150,538 or less. Or less. Well, Steve, what if I have a little bit more than that? Okay. Well, that's okay. Once you spend down to hit that trigger, then you're qualified. Okay, so you must require assistance with at least two of those activities of daily living. So here's the list. And anyone who is receiving senior care, either through a home care company or especially if you're living in assisted living or long-term care, you're getting help with at least two of these things. So here's the list. Bathing, so help with your bath or your shower. Mobility and transferring, so your ability to walk or transfer from point A to point B. If you need help with those things, that's another one. Incontinence, so if you have some accidents or more than that, incontinent of bowel or bladder or both, and you need help managing that, that is one of them. Eating, so many people need help with their eating. Toileting, using the toilet. Getting dressed, that's another one. Dressing. Medication management, just about everyone that I know paying for care, their medications are distributed for them to make sure they get them on time and get them accurately. And then meal preparation, that's the other one. So bathing, mobility and transferring, incontinence, eating, toileting, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation. So if you're paying for and receiving help with at least two of those, then that is one of the big triggers to receive this wonderful benefit. The reimbursement amounts, so for a single veteran, the maximum reimbursement per month, and it's pretty easy to get the maximum, is $2,229 per month. I'm going to give you a real-life example here. It's going to knock your socks off. It's really impressive. A married veteran can receive a maximum of $2,643. A surviving spouse of a veteran could receive a maximum of $1,318 per month. And let me say this. I have this question all the time. Well, what if mom and dad got divorced and then she remarried and he was not a veteran? Would my mom still qualify for that that benefit? And unfortunately, she would not. So divorce would sever the flow of this benefit to the surviving spouse. Okay, so I just want to kind of proactively address that and answer that question. Two married veterans who were both qualifying for VA aid and attendance, a maximum of $3,536 per month. Okay, so the periods of war, most of my clients come from World War II or the Korean War as far as their wartime experience. World War II, December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through to December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. And then I'm having a few of my clients who had served in the Vietnam War. And so the Vietnam War for everyone. And look, you didn't have to fire a weapon. You didn't have to be in the theater of battle. You didn't even have to be in the country where the war physically and literally took place. You could have been stateside in the logistics role or something like that, a support role somewhere else. Okay, everyone would qualify. You just have to be at least one of those days of active duty within these time frames. All right, so the Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964, through May the 7th, 1975. Now, with Vietnam, there is a boots on the ground exception. So if you did have boots on the ground in Vietnam, that period of war would start February 28th, 1961. If you did not have boots on the ground in Vietnam, then for all others, it starts August 5th, 1964. Hopefully that's not too confusing. Okay? And so those are the primary, I mean, the Gulf War, that started August the 2nd, 1990, and I don't have anyone old enough to qualify who served in that war. So there you go. Now, the reimbursement amounts I just talked about that, but I want to just put this into perspective. So, and this is a real life example of one of my clients, actually. So the veteran has an income of $2,000 per month and $150,000 in liquid assets. The veteran receives $2,200 per month, so they get $2,200 a month. Okay, they're in an assisted living facility, and that assisted living facility costs $6,200 per month. So that's the setup. Income of $2,000, liquid assets of $150,000. They receive the maximum benefit of $2,200 per month. They're living in an assisted living facility costing $6,200 a month. Without the VA aid and attendance benefit, that veteran's assets will last 36 months, and he'd have to move. With the VA aid and attendance benefit that I led them to, and we got him all set up, and he qualifies for, his assets now last 75 months, over twice as long as they would have had he not applied for that VA aid and attendance benefit. That's a huge, huge deal. He just went from three years living in assisted living to over 6 years, right, before he would be out of assets and would need to qualify for the Medicaid program. Right, so hopefully that's helpful. I direct all of my clients to reach out for help, and this is free of charge at the national headquarters of the VFW, and this is anywhere in the country, okay? The number you call, 816-968-1142. That's the national headquarters of the VFW, and they will take good care of you. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. To receive help from the VFW, you must be a member of the VFW. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online?
Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To receive help from the VFW, you must be a member of the VFW. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. You do not have to be a member of the VFW. All you have to do is be a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, maybe the family member of the veteran. If you're trying to search out this qualifications for the VA aid and attendance benefit, again, if you call that number with the national headquarters of the VFW, they happen to be located right downtown Kansas City, but they serve all veterans and their families nationwide. And I've had a veteran service officer on the program before. We'll have him back again sometime soon if he's available. But you know, we've talked about this, and I've asked him that specific question. He said, no, you do not have to be a member of the VFW. We are here to serve all veterans and their families, and they can help you with that application. Again, for the VA aid and attendance benefit, it can make all the difference in the world. It can really stretch out your nest egg to last a lot longer. In that very kind of a common situation example, it doubled the length of his stay at assisted living, and that's an actual real-world example, one of my clients, actually. So, again, reach out to the VFW. They'll help you fill out that application. They'll give you a list of all the documents that you need to find, and then they'll help you file a clean claim, and then you're on your way to qualifying for that wonderful, wonderful benefit as a huge thank you for serving our country. All right, so I want to shift gears and talk with you a little bit about memory care. And we'll talk about memory care as it applies or as it is available in a senior care community. All right, so if you hear the term memory care, it's a space within a senior care community where specialized care is provided for residents with cognitive impairment, usually dementia, Alzheimer's. The memory issues could be from some other issue like residual of a stroke or something like that. But in this memory care area, and I always go through all of this with my clients up front. So I have basically a picture of a building, and let's say in about 75%, maybe 80% of the building, we have general care that's provided, just everyday general care. But then we have a portion of this building or this community that is segmented off. It's a smaller space, and that's 100% on purpose. And again, in this smaller space, is designed to provide special care and support for cognitively impaired residents. So first of all, they have codes on the doors, and that's so that you can't just walk out anytime and wander away from the community, from the building, and unintentionally put yourself in harm's way. So you can leave the space. I always like to say this is not prison, right? You're not stuck in there. You can leave the space. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security and well-being. So you have codes on the doors, and if you have memory loss, you're probably not going to remember the code, right? So that's, you have codes on the doors to get out. It is a smaller space on purpose, because maybe it's easier dealing with a 20 or 30 foot long hallway versus a 120 foot long hallway. So there's just less space. There's just less to be stimulated. So you have so you don't become overstimulated, essentially, is what we're trying to do here. So you have a smaller space. You have fewer residents, less stimulation, less noise, less everything. And again, that's 100% on purpose. So the number one reason that you may need to stay within that memory care portion of the building is an elopement risk or a flight risk. So you may wander about and unintentionally wander away. It's 0 degrees outside. It's 100 degrees outside. There's traffic up and down the streets, and you don't realize, because of your dementia or memory issues, you don't realize these are bad things. So that flight risk, or what the business or industry calls elopement risk, is why you would need those coded doors. The second reason that will get you a quick ticket to memory care is if you become overstimulated. And so, you know, maybe out in the general care area, you might be around 40 or 50 or 80 or maybe even 100 other residents throughout the building. And maybe that's just too much, and you start to just become, you start to kind of wind up tight, and pretty soon you just kind of explode, and you may become, you know, belligerent or aggressive, maybe even combative, just because you're just overstimulated and you can't process it, you can't deal with it, and you just kind of explode. So that's another quick ticket to memory care. And again, smaller space, there's just less noise, less going on, fewer residents, the activity, and just less stimulation overall. Okay, that's the whole point of that. Activity programming. So instead of a 1 hour bingo, game of bingo, you might have a 20 minute game of bingo, because you're going to lose the attention of the residents there because of the memory challenges. So you're going to have more activities for shorter periods of time throughout the day, and then a lot of those activities are going to stream into the evening to help with what's called sundowning syndrome for those with Alzheimer's. And you just want to stay busy and stay focused on some things and not, again, get wound up and overstimulated and then just kind of pop and strike out. Try not to do that. There's generally more staff in the memory care area, and they have some special training, essentially. Okay, some of them have highly specialized training, like the TIPA Snow training, and there's some other programs as well, and they're all excellent. But the staff is trained to deal with some of the special issues that come along with caring for cognitively impaired residents, and they're trained in redirection. They're trained to kind of de-escalate. Is that a word, Sean? Okay, Sean says yes. Right. So they're trained to just kind of bring you down if you do get all wrapped up and amped up because of that overstimulation. And so I just want to kind of set the record straight. So you can find memory care. Memory care is not a place. Okay. It is not a level of care. It's a type of care. Again, special type of care for cognitively impaired residents, but you could find memory care at the assisted living level of care, at the residential care level of care. Memory care could be provided at the home plus level of care, and memory care could be provided at the long-term care level of care. All right. So depending on what kind of daily assistance and support the resident needs, you can get that at residential care, assisted living, home plus, and long-term care. And then memory care, again, is a special type of care that could be offered at any one of those four different levels of care. If it sounds a little confusing, guess what? It is. There's a lot to it. If you have a question, reach out and give me a call. I'm going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Molecules. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Temperature is a reflection of the speed at which molecules are moving. In general, the faster the molecules move, the more heat there is. Although faster molecules can be found in colder temperatures and vice versa. But the interesting thing is this. An individual molecule doesn't know what temperature it is, because temperature is a relation of the average speed of a collection of molecules. What do molecules have to do with emotions? Just that emotions often have a lot to do with the speed of our thoughts. One individual once had passing thought does not have enough strength to make an emotion, but the subsequent thoughts it initiates and how quickly they grow says a ton about the emotions we experience. So be mindful of the individual molecules that are your thoughts and the overall speed you permit them to operate, because one thought can certainly lead to another. For more on emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I've mentioned this before, and gosh, I've talked to so many people here recently about this, but anytime I do that, I just kind of feel the nudge. If I've had a lot of the questions, a lot of the same questions or similar questions, I feel the nudge to share that with you. And so I've had so many people a little bit caught off guard to find that there is a seasonal demand for senior care. They're like, wait a minute. Really? So you have kind of a seasonality or kind of a cyclical demand, and it is true. It's very true. In fact, you could just set your clock to it. It happens every single year, and I've mentioned it before, but a quick review, January and February and then into March, okay? That is the peak demand for all of senior care, all of it, every single bit of it. Okay, from home care to independent living to assisted living, long-term care, all of the above. This is when we have just huge, huge numbers of people out in the market, and they're snapping up all of the apartments and the beds and the villas and the everythings and all of the hours available at the home care provider, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A couple reasons for that. So, number one, because I've had some very, very smart people look at me like, well, why is that? I mean, so if it's news to you, that's a really good question. So something happens over the holiday time. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and all the other holiday events, families get together, and then they have some realizations like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize Mom is just not doing as well as we thought, and Dad has not been honest with us, and we're concerned about some safety issues here and some risks. We should get together as a family and discuss this, and maybe think about bringing in a home care provider, maybe thinking about looking for an assisted living community, et cetera, et cetera. So families get together, they have these new realizations. They have, conversations, and then what do we always do? We kick the ball. We kick the can down the road until when? After the holidays. Hey, let's get through the holidays, and then after the holidays, we'll get out and we'll make some decisions here. So that happens. The other thing that happens in January is typically it's the coldest month of the year. And you have just a natural increase in illness, flu, pneumonia, the stupid COVID is going to be around here forever, right? So, I mean, that's still hanging around. And, you have people who unfortunately may fall on the ice and break a hip and all heck breaks loose, right? So you have that natural increase in demand, along with what I describe as a pent-up, newly realized, delayed demand, and boom, there's your peak demand. It happens about January the 7th through the 10th, somewhere in there. You can just feel the ground shaking with just tens of thousands of people entering the market, and again, gobbling up all of the apartments and the rooms and the hours and taking everything up. And now we have waiting lists and now you have to try to manage that. So that's pretty tough. So here we are. We are in the thick of it. I'm running into waiting lists all over the place. Okay, so I help my clients through that. Sometimes we'll kind of build the bridge. We'll bring in some care and assistance at home while we're waiting on our room or our apartment to become available here in the near future. I'm working with a lot of families right now who are way out ahead of it. They say, Steve, you know, we're thinking about maybe moving sometime in the summer, maybe even into the fall. Okay, well, is it too early to look to do our homework and tour these places and get our name on wait list? Now, the answer is no, it's definitely not too early. If we're, if we're honest, you know, we're concerned about the need for this. We think, we might want to move in several months, you know, maybe 6, 8, 10, 12 months. But you would be surprised how many times we go through the exercise. We locate and we identify the place that we're interested in. We get on the wait list. And then something, and this doesn't happen every time, but it's pretty common that something happens, an accident. We had a fall. We had an illness. Something happens that all of a sudden just changes the situation. And I would say more often than not, even if we're planning, even if we're proactive, we're way out ahead of it, more often than not, we end up needing that care community sooner than we thought, and sometimes much sooner than we thought. So that's just a little bit of a heads up. But with so many people either in the market or getting ready to enter the market, I wanted to review with you what you must determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. So I see so many families, and look, I'm not mad and I'm not trying to be too critical, but there are so many families and they're trying to do their best. But they take the old shotgun approach and they're like, okay, all right, you go check out this one. And there's this place that I drive by on my way to work. And what about you? Oh yeah. You heard about this particular place from the lady at work or the lady at church. And everyone go out and do your homework and we'll reconvene, in a week or in a couple of days and we'll compare notes. Okay. So you're kind of wasting your time, if I can be really honest. I'm going to save you a ridiculous amount of time by letting you know what to determine before your search. Don't do the old shotgun approach because it's going to be pretty unproductive for you. This is why it's very, very typical to have a family, if you're trying to do your homework, to have a family or an individual or a couple of folks spending 50 to 100 hours running around, looking at all these places, you know, just trying to get it right. Okay, I'm going to save you at least half of that time. So the first thing that you must know and determine before ever thinking about beginning your search is you have to determine what level of care you need. Now, that's going to require you to understand what is all provided in these different levels of care. I'm going to go through that, and I've talked about this on the program before. So if you're a longtime Senior Care Live listener, you may already know this. If you're new to the program, first of all, welcome, and really appreciate you being here. But I'm going to get through this. So levels of care. So you have the long-term care level of care. And I don't need any emails. I don't need any hate mails or folks being critical. But I'm also going to refer to it as a nursing home because guess what? The vast majority of our population still think of it and still refer to it as a nursing home. I know that's not the correct marketing term, not politically correct and all that kind of stuff, but I generally call it long-term care, also known as a nursing home. This is the highest level of care in a care community that you could receive. Okay, it has the highest number of RNs and LPNs, and you have CMAs and CNAs, and they can provide full medical assistance there, wound care, and catheter care. It just goes on and on and on. So that's the highest level of care. Well, Steve, I don't think we need that. That sounds like too much. I mean, mom just needs, you know, a little bit of help with some of the kind of your daily activities, okay? Well, then we may be a better fit in the assisted living level of care. In the assisted living level of care is a social model that helps individuals with their activities of daily living, including it can help you minimally or fully with your bathing and dressing and grooming, and they distribute your medications. They can help you use the toilet. They can help you in and out of the shower. They provide a certain level of incontinence support. They prepare all your meals, snacks, and hydration. It's a full slate of activities. Doctors make house calls, essentially coming to you. There's transportation to get out to see your doctor. So there's a lot of help. It's just not really medically based, okay? And that's the assisted living level of care. Again, that long-term care level of care does all of that, plus, you know, wound care, diabetic management with insulin injection, two-person transfer, even using a mechanical lift. You get the idea, okay? I don't want to backtrack too much. So you've got long-term care, assisted living. You have residential care, which is essentially on the lighter side of assisted living. Then you have Home Plus, which is the assisted living level of care provided in a ranch-style house, essentially. So the first thing you have to know is what level of care will you or your loved one require? And coming up next, I am going to go through all of the different elements of what you must determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. It's Groundhog Day all over again. Congress has to figure out how to control our nation's debt. What solutions is Kevin McCarthy discussing? And what's the real way to solve America's debt crisis? What should you be looking out for? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How healthy is your heart? Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. February is American Heart Month, a perfect time to focus on our overall health and well-being. It's important to know that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and smoking increase the risk of heart disease. But did you know women, rural Americans, and racial and ethnic minority groups are also disproportionately impacted? To learn your risk level and for more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. It's Groundhog Day all over again. Congress has to figure out how to control our nation's debt. What solutions is Kevin McCarthy discussing? And what's the real way to solve America's debt crisis? What should you be looking out for? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have a question, visit SeniorCareLive.com. And also, I meant to mention this earlier, but I definitely do not want to forget. Would like to welcome our latest and newest affiliate to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. This is KROE AM and FM 103.9 in Sheridan, Wyoming. I was just visiting with our producer extraordinaire, Sean, and he said it's just a beautiful part of the country up in Sheridan, Wyoming. And so for all you good folks there tuning in, just discovering Senior Care Live, February the 4th. So that's the first time that it will be broadcast there, and it's going to be Sunday afternoons, I believe at 2 p.m., but check with your local station on that. And again, just want to welcome the good folks from Sheridan, Wyoming, and thank the great folks at KROE AM and FM for welcoming Senior Care Live to your lineup. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right, so back to what you must determine before beginning your search. So again, you need to know the level of care, long-term care, assisted living, home plus, residential care. Those are kind of the big four. There's also an intermediate care facility, ICF, which is basically like a nursing home or long-term care without the Medicare certified skilled nursing and rehab portion. They do everything else except for that part. So, all right, then we have to move on to what type of care do we need. So I like to break this down. I just call it general care. I think I've pretty much coined that phrase over all these years. Well, Steve, no, it's assisted living. Well, no, assisted living is the level of care. And here's how I like to tie the level of care. I tie that to the licensure. Okay, so the licensure for an assisted living community says what you can and cannot provide. The licensure for a long-term care community, again, says what you must provide and what you cannot provide, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's the level of care. I tie that to the licensure, which states what you can do and how much of it you can do, right? And then the type of care, general care, just general everyday care. Do you need memory care? And again, memory care is a special type of care for cognitively impaired residents. And it's very, very much needed, obviously, right? So we have general care. Do you need memory care? Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Okay, and you also need to know some of these things can only be provided at a certain level of care. So the type of care, skilled nursing and rehab, cannot be provided in an assisted living community. That can only be provided at the long-term care level of care. And the type that I'm talking about is covered and paid for by your Medicare benefit and private pay, and private insurance, not private pay. Well, you could private pay for it as well. That would be really expensive. But most folks going into long-term care requiring skilled nursing and rehab, that is covered on their Medicare benefit. All right. Do you need mental health care? Okay, so that is a very specialized type of care for someone with mental illness. Now, I'm not talking about depression or anxiety. I'm talking about some of your common mental illnesses, schizophrenia, psychosis, and it goes on and on. Okay, so that's a very special type of care. Do you need hospice care? Okay, hospice is a special type of care that is provided wherever you call home. So hospice care can be provided at your house, your apartment. If you're living in, say, an assisted living community, hospice care can be provided there. If you're living in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home, hospice care can be provided there. Okay, so we've got our level of care, and we have our type of care. The third thing you must – so do you see how complicated this is getting? So just that old shotgun approach, that would be like going out and just stopping by any house that had a realtor sign in the yard. That's how much time how much of a waste of time it would be. That's a pretty good analogy. Well, you would never look for a house like that. You would determine what you wanted in a house, how large the house is, the age of the home, the location of the home, the affordability, you know, all the stuff before you ever even thought about going out looking for a house. This is the same thing. Okay, so the third element, the third thing you must determine before ever beginning your search, payment method. That's the 800-pound elephant in the room, right? It costs what? Oh, my goodness. How are we going to pay for this? How long will our money last? So here are your options. Private pay. If you hear the term private pay, you're paying from your own resources. You're paying, you're writing a check. It's coming out of your resources. Okay. You could pay for your care with the Medicare benefit. But let me say this. Medicare, paying for skilled nursing and rehab, it's a wonderful, wonderful benefit, but it's very, very limited. And it's also for a very short period of time, okay, in a special circumstance of being discharged from a hospital. Once you stay for three overnights or longer, it's an automatic trigger. If you're in the hospital for observation, probably not going to cover it, okay? You have to be an inpatient and admitted and being treated for something. I don't have a whole lot of time to go into that today, okay? You could also pay for your senior care community with a long-term care insurance policy. I've talked about that many times before in the program. And the VA aid and attendance benefit can also help you pay for your stay in a senior care community. All right, the location. Here's the question I ask my clients all the time. How far are you willing to drive for your loved one to get the best care? How far out can I throw the net when I'm doing the market research? Well, Steve, they have to be within 3 blocks of my house or I'm not interested. Okay, well, okay, that's not going to work. Right. We have to have some flexibility. Most of my clients are willing to drive 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes one way to find some great care. And fortunately, where I live here in the Kansas City area, that's very, very doable. But location parameters, we need to know that. And then any personal preferences and needs. So it could be something super, super specific that you need or would like to request. So these are the things that you must determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. If you're completely overwhelmed and you're like, okay, I didn't realize all that, that makes sense. If you need professional help and guidance, I would invite you to call my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and let's just have a talk about that. See if we might be a great fit for you at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukraine's defense minister expressing confidence Sunday the Western allies would agree to the country's latest weapons request, warplanes, to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago. So far, Ukraine's won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest for the weapons. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier this week, former President Trump says the Biden administration should be doing more diplomatically to end the war.
I think the United States should negotiate peace between these two countries, and I don't think they should be sending very much. They should be negotiating peace. And the other thing is, Europe has to do much more.
Meanwhile, several Western leaders expressing concern, providing warplanes could provoke the Kremlin and draw their countries deeper into the conflict. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit southeast Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling buildings and sending panicked residents pouring outside into the cold winter night. At least 31 people killed. The death toll is expected to rise. The 2024 presidential election still in its earliest stages, but recent polls suggest dissatisfaction with a Biden-Harris ticket.
According to Rasmussen polls of likely U.S. voters, both President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have identical unfavorable ratings of 55% as of last Friday. A different Rasmussen poll reports that only 39% of Americans want the vice president to run for re-election. A month ago, a Rasmussen poll indicated that only 33% thought President Biden should seek a second term. George Williams reporting.
A mechanical issue with a rail car axle, the cause of the fiery derailment of dozens of freight cars in Ohio near the Pennsylvania state line Friday night. About 50 cars on the Norfolk Southern line derailed in East Palestine about 9 p.m., some evacuations. Town Hall.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Fire Sunday morning in a major airport terminal.
Officials say the blaze at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport delayed flights and forced the evacuation of a terminal. No injuries reported. Firefighters were called after a fire broke out in an employee locker room in Terminal C. Customers and employees were evacuated. United Airlines flights into the airport were halted for about 90 minutes. The airline says 23 inbound Houston flights were temporarily delayed. Jason Walker reporting.
Mechanical issues with a rail car axle causing the fiery derailment of dozens of freight cars in Ohio near the Pennsylvania state line on Friday. No injuries to crew, residents, or first responders were reported, but some residents had to be evacuated, others told to shelter in place as a precaution. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two Indiana law enforcement officers shot and wounded during a traffic stop, and the suspect is dead.
Indiana State Police say both officers' injuries are not life-threatening. The shooting happened around 3:15 in the morning in Mitchell, about 75 miles from Indianapolis. Officials say the suspect's vehicle was pulled over for a traffic violation. A police dog sniffed out drugs, and officers found narcotics. When they tried to handcuff the man, he ran. Officers caught him. That's when officials say the suspect pulled a gun and fired at the officers, who shot and killed him. The shooting is being investigated and body and dash cam video reviewed. I'm Julie Walker.
Firefighters responding to a medical emergency in a motel in Fort Worth's south side had their fire truck stolen last week. Firemen leaving the room saw the vehicle drive off. Moments later, though, police found the truck with minor damage and the thief long gone. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
.com/
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time to hear from you, 877-726-8255. Plus, I got a lot of stories I want to share with you. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. It's about you sharing your concerns and your experiences with me live on the air. 877-726-8255 is our number. Plus, I've got a lot of stories to share with you. Among the stories that we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about what happens when we've heard of ChatGPT, which is an artificial intelligence machine learning thing, and it can compose poems, it can paint paintings, it can give speeches, it can do all kinds of things. If you want to have an essay done, you can use ChatGPT. Well, what happens when you pose the question to ChatGPT, please write a persuasive poem about the benefits of an omnivorous lifestyle? Fascinating results. We'll also talk about what's happening to the fake meat industry. 877-726-8255. We got lots of topics to discuss this hour. And among them is a big study on masking. Maybe you heard about it, maybe you didn't. I had this week the opportunity to go to Broadway, just a few blocks from where I live, and it's great. I can just show up at TKTS a few minutes before showtime and see if any tickets are left. Sometimes they release the orchestra seats, and you can get a good ticket at half price, and I did. And I went to see Leopold Schott, which is a play by Tom Stoppard, about it's basically about what happens to a Jewish family. It starts in 1899 in Vienna, and it progresses to 1938, and it's about the downfall of that family in the face of Nazism and its aftermath. And when I went to the theater, there was a warning. It was on the website and was also posted in the theater that we have waived the requirement for masks. It used to be that you had to be vaccinated, show a vaccine card. You had absolutely to wear a mask. The requirements now on Broadway are less rigorous, which is bringing back the crowds. It was a full house. And what was interesting is they said, but we don't actually require masks, but we really advise you to wear a mask. Well, I would say about 20% of the audience continued to wear masks, maybe a tad more, maybe a quarter of the audience. But a lot of people were unmasked in the crowded circumstances, people sitting very close together. The seats are very packed, and it was a packed house. And so I am not masking, nor do I intend to mask anymore when I go to public events. I don't mask in the office. I don't ask that patients wear a mask. If they prefer to wear masks in my presence, that's okay with me. It's optional. Mask optional is my approach. And the same thing when, you know, I have several plane trips planned for this year. I plan to get on the plane and not wear a mask. I mean, a few countries, you know, perhaps in Asia who still require masks, but I'm not going there, so I'm not going to wear a mask. And some people still do wear masks. And some people don't. And some people even are continuing to wear masks outside. So it's interesting to look at the science behind that. According to the latest review and meta-analysis by something called the Cochrane Library. Now, the Cochrane Library is an organization that is based in the UK. And its mission is to, and I'm quoting, organize medical research findings to facilitate evidence-based choices about health interventions which involve health professionals, patients, and policymakers. And the key is it's got to be evidence-based. And, you know, I followed the Cochrane, what formerly was called the Cochrane Collaboration, now just Cochrane, for many years because they are very conservative in their recommendations. While studies done by pharmaceutical companies sometimes are biased in favor of promoting a drug, the Cochrane Collaboration consists of over 30,000 experts from around the world who weigh in sometimes critically on medical recommendations. Like if they say you must wear a mask, they'll say, okay, fine, you know, let's look at the evidence very dispassionately and very carefully. And that's what they did recently. They did a systematic review of masking. And also they threw in hand washing for good measure in an article that they just published at the end of last month. Physical interventions to interrupt or reduce the spread of respiratory viruses. And they include the flu and SARS-CoV-2, our current COVID pandemic. And here's what they found. They looked at studies comprising over 600,000 participants and a lot of different studies, nearly 100 studies. Some of them new, some of them done at the beginning of the pandemic. And they looked at three propositions. Do medical surgical masks improve outcomes compared to no masks? And medical surgical masks means those, you know, paper masks, the blue paper masks that a lot of people are wearing. Sometimes there are other colors, they're white, but they're basically paper masks. And then they compared N95 respirators, the very close-fitting masks that are kind of, frankly, uncomfortable to wear and hard to sustain. I, you know, in the early parts of the pandemic, I wore them on plane flights, very hard to sustain. They compared those N95 respirators to medical and surgical masks, the paper masks. And then they looked at hand washing compared to not hand washing. And here's what they found. It's very interesting. Medical surgical masks compared to no masks. They found that, this is their conclusion, wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of influenza-like illness, Wearing masks in the community probably makes little or no difference to the outcome of SARS-CoV-2 compared to not wearing masks. That's number one. So the paper masks, according to them, ineffective, partially because they're porous, partially because people don't wear them well, and partially because people don't wear them all the time. Because what we're seeing in a lot of countries is there's still a mask mandate. But like in China, where they have they've basically ended the lockdowns, COVID is surging. And in other countries that had good luck in the beginning when they had full lockdowns, COVID is surging. Like in South Korea, for example, Japan to a certain extent, New Zealand to a certain extent, Australia to a certain extent. All right, then they looked at N95 masks compared to medical surgical masks. Now, you have to acknowledge that the N95 masks are likely to be superior, right? They're close-fitting. Turns out not, according to the study. Very little evidence. They could not establish an advantage of those masks, surprisingly. They say they may be more effective, but evidence is limited. So they say their conclusion is that use of an N95 mask compared to a regular mask probably makes little or no difference for the outcome of lab-confirmed flu. Okay. Now, hand hygiene. Surprising results. They found that hand hygiene was actually a little bit helpful. They say that hand hygiene may be beneficial with 11% relative reduction of respiratory illness, but it's not a big deal because that would mean for 1,000 people you would reduce the respiratory illnesses from 200 to 178. That's something, but it's not really much. So especially if you don't touch your eyes or pick your nose, there's going to be an advantage. But bottom line, there's no clear difference in the use of medical surgical masks compared with N95 masks when used in routine care to reduce respiratory viral infection. Okay. When I return, very interesting study about why it is that some people may persist in wearing masks. It's not merely to give them a sense of security. There's a whole new perspective on that coming up. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the number for questions or comments. Anything that relates to intelligent medicine is fair game. And let's talk to Robert. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there.
I would like to ask you, is it necessary to take DHEA or resveratrol with food? I like to take the DHA in the morning because it'd be in line with the natural secretion of the hormone. But I read somewhere it should be taken with food.
Okay. You know, it's an interesting question because, a lot of people are very concerned about, when to take supplements and, for that matter, when to take medications in relationship to food. And in large part, supplements are well absorbed with food, and there are some exceptions. But especially when a supplement is fat-based, or what we call lipophilic, it's going to be better absorbed with food. And there's also the possibility that certain things like resveratrol work well in the microbiome when bacteria work to convert them into active metabolites. So with regard to the two things that you mentioned, it's likely that they'll work fine when taken with food. I personally take DHEA, and I measure my DHEA, and I take it with food, and I get a distinct blood level response when I take DHEA, even when I take it with food. Now, there's certain exceptions. For example, when you take amino acids that are supposed to be neurotransmitter support, it may be that taking them with protein in your diet can interfere with their absorption. So if you're taking tyrosine for dopamine, or if you're taking tryptophan for serotonin, it may be that taking those alone is preferable. But for the most part, you know, especially things like coenzyme Q10, it's fat soluble, and therefore it's going to be better absorbed when taken with a fatty food. It's just going to dissolve with the fat in the meal, and then it'll be taken up in the digestive tract into the bloodstream and be more bioavailable. So generally, there are very few things that I take away from food. I can't be bothered because it's a little OCD to say, well, this one's with food, this one's without food. I'm taking, 20 different things at, 14 different times, and it gets a little nuts. So for the most part, things are well tolerated and well absorbed when they're taken with food. That's the other thing, toleration. You take a lot of vitamins on an empty stomach and, kind of burns your stomach lining. So generally take stuff with food. 877-726-8255 is our number. Okay, on the subject of masking, a lot of people wear masks for practical reasons. They think that they really do confer protection. Well, the article that I just shared with you from the Corcoran collaboration suggests that, that may really not be the case according to science. But there may be other reasons why people wear masks. I'm walking around New York City and a lot of people still wear masks outside. People are wearing masks inside. So what's up with that? Researchers from Seoul National University in South Korea wanted to see if self-perceived attractiveness played a role in people's mask-wearing decisions. So you might think, well, this is cultural. They studied Koreans. No, they actually studied mostly Americans. Average age, 33. Men, 44%. Very interesting findings. They found that people who consider themselves attractive are less likely to wear masks. People who consider themselves less attractive, more likely to wear masks. So the study authors wrote, overall, we provide a novel finding that self-perceived attractiveness had significant effects on mask-wearing intention via mask attractiveness belief in the post-pandemic of COVID-19. Our findings suggest that mask-wearing could shift from being a self-protection measure during the COVID-19 pandemic to a self-presentation tactic in the post-pandemic era. This was published in the Frontiers of Psychology. So, what are you folks who wearing a mask, what are you saying? Dr. Hoffman, you're saying we're ugly? Well, there are alternative explanations. First of all, it could be a political statement. It's like, I'm not MAGA. I believe in what the current administration is telling us. I am not dissenting from the narrative. That's one element of that. But here's another novel explanation. Maybe some people are feel they're too attractive. They attract too many errant gazes, particularly from men mashing on women. This happens a lot, on urban streets. And maybe, just maybe, the masks are designed to be part of an urban dweller's survival strategy of, keep your head down, keep your eyes on the pavement, no eye contact, and avoid the intrusive glances of people gazing at your beautiful features. That's a possibility, too. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Life's aches and pains, we all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
LLC. Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Wilderness.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder, that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So if you can't get to your phone during the broadcast and a question should occur to you anytime during the week, you can just call 877-726-8255 and record your question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I am 90 years old and in very good health, but recently was diagnosed with a heart murmur. I know other people who have it, but don't seem to know much about it. I wonder if you could elaborate on the subject. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Robert, you sound great, and I'm glad you're otherwise in good health. And let's a few basic facts. In a single day, your heart beats 100,000 times, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on your state of health. And that means that your heart beats 35 million times per year. And in an average lifetime, your heart beats 2.5 billion times. That's a billion times for each 27.4 years that you're allotted on Earth. And you being 90, you're approaching 4 billion beats. So if you can think of any other piece of equipment in the world that can withstand that kind of stress, you know, certainly not a car. You know, a car 10 years down the line is pretty shot and requires repairs. And most devices don't last very long. Your heart's doing a pretty good job. So when your valves deteriorate, they can deteriorate in several ways. One is calcification can form on the valves, and that's a little akin to calcification in your coronary arteries. It's due to inflammation, trauma, and then the body's effort to repair. Sometimes high cholesterol contributes to that, and then calcium's deposited on those valves. And then the valves, when you listen to the heart, they make sort of a like a whooshing sound. You can hear it with a stethoscope. And then when the valves constrict too much, or if they become floppy or incompetent, you know, they allow regurgitation, the blood can flow back instead of, you know, going forward, that results in functional decline. And typically what you may experience is shortness of breath, with tasks that you're ordinarily able to perform. And usually you go along for a while with a murmur, and it's inconsequential. You know, I tell a lot of patients, you have a murmur, we should keep an eye on it, maybe do an echocardiogram, see if your heart is being stressed by that. Sometimes the heart enlarges in an effort to pump blood more, and that can lead to heart failure. Sometimes the valve is damaged by disease. That occurred particularly in the generation of people in the 1920s and 30s who developed rheumatic heart disease. A lot of these people are deceased by now, but that, you know, could be a contributory factor in a 90-year-old. And we saw a lot of that when treating geriatric patients when I was in my medical training. Is they had rheumatic heart disease that damaged their valves. The valves needed to be repaired. So the option is, you know, since there's no medication that can fix that, it's usually a surgical thing, and they used to have to crack the chest and make a big deal out of it. And so, you know, if you had a valve problem and you were a little older, they'd be reluctant to do that. But now it's easier to do with what's called transcutaneous valve repair, which means they thread a catheter up through your femoral artery or sometimes via your wrist artery, and they go directly into the heart, and they put in, essentially, they repair the valve. They fix the valve, or they can replace the valve. In some cases, too. And it just merely having a murmur doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to need the surgery. But if you should experience a functional decline and you're not otherwise seriously ill, you become a candidate even in your 90s for this kind of procedure. It's so well tolerated, even by the old, old, that it can give you years of trouble-free mileage going forward. You know, with the prospect that you may have 5, 10, 15 more years of longevity ahead of you. Why feel impaired, short of breath, or unable to walk? So that's the story with valves. There's an interesting sidelight to that, which is a new story that I just came across. Heart valve disease linked to serotonin. Well, okay, serotonin That's something that we make, but it's also something that's boosted by certain types of medications, SSRI medications. In this research, they found that taking SSRIs was associated with severe mitral regurgitation that needed to be treated with surgery at a younger age than for patients not taking SSRIs. So another possible reason to be, these medications can be life-saving. They can really be beneficial. Alternatively, the results can be kind of meh. But so many people these days are taking SSRIs, so we really ought to give this some thought, that over the years, they might be more prone to valvular problems, particularly mitral valve regurgitation. In a mouse study, they found that normal mice treated with high doses of SSRIs developed thickened mitral valves. So that is a good story. I'm not saying that everybody taking Prozac, Zoloft, those types of medications, that these medications invariably damage your heart valves, but they may somewhat increase the likelihood you're going to develop problems. The heart's working hard enough trying to keep up with the burden of survival into old age. So that is an interesting sidelight to the story. Interesting question. Thanks for that. Call us again. Let us know how things are going, and if you undergo some kind of valve repair procedure, if they're going to leave you alone, which is also quite possible. Here's another one. The expression, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Well, there are a lot of different ways in which antidepressants may have subtle harmful effects. And this one is on antibiotic resistance. The emergence of disease-causing bacteria, the resistance to antibiotics, is really a clinical challenge, and it's attributed to the overuse of antibiotics. We prescribe them willy-nilly, and we give them to our livestock, and then we, as humans, consume them, and that may drive antibiotic resistance. But there may be another potential driver of resistance, antidepressants. Through a variety of pathways, antidepressants can trigger drug resistance. And, so they did some studies in the test tube and then in experimental animals, and they found that E. coli, which is potentially dangerous bacteria, became resistant to multiple antibiotics after being exposed to Prozac. What they found was other pathways by which Zoloft, a commonly prescribed SSRI antidepressant, promoted the transfer of genes between bacterial cells. That's like bacterial sex. They transfer genes to one another. And that process can speed up the spread of resistance through a population. So it's a form of accelerated evolution. And when it comes to bacteria, that transfer of genes can confer, like one bacteria develops that capability and then can easily transfer its talent at antibiotic resistance to other bacteria that surround it. So this is an interesting instance of how taking certain medications may have off-target effects that can have really severe consequences for us. They looked at 835 medicines that were not antibiotics. They found that some of them had enhancing effects. Some of them had inhibiting effects on the growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So there you have it. All right, 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at the important role that CBD, hemp-derived cannabinoid, can play in a very, very important arena, which is in our constant battle against daily aches and pains. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa. Wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Stu McLaren, subscription services expert.
The membership experience is a training program where we help entrepreneurs add recurring revenue in their business through memberships. And this training program came from the fact that I owned a previous software company, and it went on to become the world's number one membership platform for WordPress. I was fortunate because I was behind the scenes helping literally tens of thousands of people launch and grow their memberships on this platform. When I sold my shares, we were powering over 70,000 online communities and memberships.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We talk a lot about the benefits of hemp-derived cannabinoids, in particular from our friends at PlusCBDOil.com, because they make a very fine line, wide range of supplements to address various needs. Pain is a big issue, and today we're going to talk about PlusCBD's Relief Soft Gels, because it's a very interesting story. With us is Maggie Frank. She spent 20 years in the health and wellness industry. She's passionate about health and fitness. She has a personal story of overcoming all kinds of health obstacles through natural medicine. And now she's joined the CV Sciences team, where she shares her knowledge about the endocannabinoid system. Welcome, Maggie. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me, Dr. Hoffman.
It's my great pleasure. So pain, big issue, big category. CBD has been found to have some benefits. There's a product that PlusCBD makes. CV Science is a very, very big manufacturer and reliable manufacturer of hemp-derived products. It's called PlusCBD Relief Soft Gels, and I use them. I find they're very helpful for post-exercise aches and pains, recovery. Tell us about how they work.
PlusCBD Relief Soft Gels are a combination of three powerful ingredients that address the way that our body essentially balances inflammation and how we physically, mentally, and emotionally respond to pain and illness. So we provide 15 milligrams of PlusCBD that supports the endocannabinoid system. And then we provide 15 milligrams of CBDA. CBDA is the raw form of CBD. In the raw form, it has different benefits to the activated form CBD. So with CBDA, we see that its power really is how it affects the COX-2 enzyme pathways. And with 15 milligrams, you're providing almost instantaneous pain and inflammation support within about 15 to 30 minutes for most people. But because CBDA doesn't affect the COX-1 enzyme pathway, we don't have the same concern for digestive upset, liver, or gallbladder problems that may arise with other more traditional pain-relieving options.
Yeah, things like Advil, then, ibuprofen, you know, the concern with those is they may relieve pain and they work fast, but there's a downside. They actually can cause a lot of gastrointestinal problems, other problems as well if you take too many.
100%. There is definitely a cost when we're looking at more traditional NSAIDs. And today we don't see that risk factor come into play with CBDA. And then there's one more ingredient in the Relief Soft Gels, and that is 175 milligrams per soft gel of Levigin Plus's PEA. And PEA stands for palmitoyl ethanol amide, and it's essentially a endocannabinoid. It's something we make within our bodies. Sadly, we don't make enough to keep up with the current need. And PEA helps us more appropriately deal with pain, inflammatory response, and then our ability to healthfully recover after injury or illness.
Okay, and I can attest to the benefits of this because yesterday it was quite cold here in the Northeast. I don't know where you're located, but decided to crank up the fireplace. And so I got a whole bunch of wood and fire starter, and I lifted it, and I felt a little crick in my shoulder. And I was like, uh-oh. And I took some of the Relief, and I also used some of the topical CBD, and I rubbed that into my shoulder. And I was amazed this morning. It's like no residual discomfort. It's quite amazing.
It works really well. And you did something that is one of my favorite ways to address pain and discomfort when it comes to using these products. I love the 1-2 punch of an oral product that'll deal with the systemic and then a topical product that's going to deal with that immediate local acute issue that might be screaming at us, like a sore shoulder in your case or knees. Lower back, sore feet after being on them all day long, it can really provide some pretty immediate concentrated support when we apply it topically.
Well, so address some of the audience's possible concerns, because they may say, well, you know, like, fine, I'll take the stuff if it relieves my pain, but I got to be functional. You know, I got to go to work. I got to drive. You know, am I going to feel drowsy? Am I going to feel stoned? Am I going to get the munchies from this? You know, what are some of the potential effects of this? Because it is hemp derived, and frankly, it's of a similar species to pot. So what's going on here?
So the hemp sources that we use hemp versus high THC cannabis to make these products. So hemp is a plant that is under 0.3% THC, which means extremely residual at the point of harvest. These soft gels have super, super, super minute levels of THC, which is the phytocannabinoid known to get us stoned. You will not get high from taking a relief soft gel. This product is simply going to support the way your body deals with inflammation and pain without creating a psychoactive or an altering effect whatsoever. You can take these in the morning and still drive a car. You could take these at night, and it will not create any environment where you wouldn't be able to fall asleep.
In fact, they may actually help you achieve a better level of sleep. I mean, I take CBD sometimes at bedtime, the sleep formula, the gummies, and they're very conducive to, you know, supporting sleep. So it seems like this formula, of the three ingredients, it works in two ways. It works locally where there's inflammation. You know, maybe there's a, you know, strain or a sprain, and there's actually inflammation in your muscles or in a ligament. But it also works on the brain, where the brain interprets signals that come from an injury site, and it sort of maybe gates them down a little bit so that you're less afflicted. Do I have that right?
Yes. We see within the support of these ingredients, we're going to support everything from the physical response to pain to the neurological response to pain, like you said, but also the emotional side of it. Being in pain, being sick for a long period of time can make us depressed. It can kind of create a cloudy, foggy feeling. These three ingredients are really addressing pain and inflammation and illness in a multi-pronged way that leads to a more holistic ability to heal.
Okay. Are there studies on this? Because if you visit pluscbdoil.com, is there a library of medical studies, or can one find that kind of information?
Yeah, so at our website, pluscbdoil.com, we do have we're regularly updating. So we put research on there about CBD, CBDA, toiloethanol amide, or PEA. We also have a YouTube channel, CV Sciences, on the YouTube channel. We do short videos there, tutorials. We go more in depth about each ingredient, the research substantiating it. We talk about, one of the hindrances I find with CBD is
a little constrained by regulatory. Give me a chance, because I want to let our audience know about a special offer, because we really want people to try this and access it. So there's a special offer. You can visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's relief soft gels and all their great products, including topicals and their calm formula, their sleep formula. They're all great, reliable. Thank you very much for joining us, Maggie Frank. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics.
During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency says the 7.8 earthquake that killed at least 76 people in seven Turkish provinces. Agency said 440 were injured. Meanwhile, the death toll in government-held areas of Syria from Monday's shaker climbed to 99. In addition, at least 334 people injured in Syria. Earlier, 20 people were reported killed in the rebel-held areas of Syria, raising the overall death toll to 195 in Turkey and Syria, and they think the numbers are going to climb. The Biden administration is receiving shade from Republicans over the handling of the Chinese spy balloon over the weekend. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Sunday the president should have delivered a quicker and stronger response.
I think part of it is the president's reluctance to take any action that would be viewed as provocative or confrontational towards the Chinese communists. I would say what's provocative and confrontational is sending a spy balloon all across America.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Congressman Mike Turner criticized Mr. Biden for not shooting down the balloon sooner.
Ask somebody to draw an X at every place where our sensitive missile defense sites or nuclear weapons infrastructure or nuclear weapons sites are. You would put them all along this path. Clearly, this was an attempt by China to gather information to defeat our command and control of our sensitive missile defense and nuclear weapon sites. And that certainly is an urgency that this administration does not recognize.
Europe imposed a ban Sunday on Russian diesel fuel and other refined oil products, slashing energy dependency on Moscow and seeking to further crimp the Kremlin's fossil fuel earnings as punishment for invading Ukraine. The ban comes along with a price gap, cap, that is, agreed to by the group of seven allied democracies. The goal is allowing Russian diesel to keep flowing to countries like China and India. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It's probably not the smartest thing to steal.
Authorities in Fort Worth, Texas say firefighters had responded to a medical emergency in a motel on the city's south side. Moments later, someone walked in and told them their fire truck had just been stolen. They ran outside, saw the vehicle leaving the scene. Police did find the truck a few moments later. The thief was long gone. The fire engine had minor damage on the right front side and was taken out of service. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal protections for grizzly bears could be lifted that would open the door for future hunting in several states. Fish and Wildlife says governors from Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming provided substantial evidence grizzlies have recovered from the threat of extinction in regions surrounding Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks, kicking off a year-long study before a final decision. More news at townhall.com. Boeing's going to ramp up production of its 737 MAX.
The company will add an assembly line at an existing plant in Everett, Washington. Boeing has room in the plant because it will no longer build 747s and 787s there. This will be the fourth assembly line for the 737 MAX. That's the plane that was grounded worldwide for nearly 2 years after two deadly crashes. Since the U.S. and other regulators cleared the MAX to resume flying, Boeing has landed large orders from United, Delta, Southwest, and foreign airlines. John Scott reporting.
Union members voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of Walt Disney World service workers, saying it didn't go far enough, helping employees face cost of living hikes and housing and other expenses in Central Florida. The move sends negotiators back to the bargaining table for another round of talks that have been ongoing since August. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes, and their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair, new name, same great service and location, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Hell, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Between Bergen and his longtime sponsor, it actually was also his final show on NBC, because when he returned to radio about 10 months later, he was now working for CBS. Let's get back to learning more about his relationship with Jason Sanborn as we travel back to December 26th of 1948.
And as the Chase and Sanborn instant coffee grew in popularity, so did Charlie and Edgar. They continued on their merry way, spreading laughter and happiness, until one day there came an intruder. An intruder with a disagreeable personality. I can still hear that irritating voice when he first entered and said...
Down. Give me one last chance to talk. And, I am Ursus Wayne.
How do you do?
I do as I please. Yeah. How do you do? And I've been waiting for this opportunity to speak to you.
Yes, well, I'm busy.
So am I. I've been studying to be a radio writer.
Oh, right.
And I specialize in witticism, quiddity,
yeah.
And comicality.
Yes.
And,
very interesting.
Thank you.
Is your humor...
Simmer.
Is your humor original?
Original?
Yes.
Oh, heavens to Elizabeth. Yes, I'll say it is. And I'll swear to it on a stack of joke books, too.
I was afraid of that. Well, how much do you charge for your jokes?
Well, now, let's see. It depends on how funny it is.
Oh, yes?
For a quarter, I can give you a tenner. And I also have snickers and giggles and side splitters.
Good.
And if you'll pardon the expression, belly laugh.
Well, I'd like to hear one of your pardon the expression jokes.
How would you like to hear one of my pardon the expression jokes?
Yes.
I'm a corset fitter, and I take measurements for lady girdles.
Uh-huh, you take measurements for lady girdles.
Right.
Do you ever make a mistake?
Well, once in a while, I pull a bloomer.
No. Sorry, but my sides didn't split on that joke.
Well, that's because you're just an old pickle puss.
Is that so? Why don't you try and sell that joke to Jack Benny or Fred Allen?
I can't do that.
Why?
Well, that's where I got it.
Oh, I
see. I joke season chuckles. Aha, tee ho ha.
In October of this year, Edgar Bergen departed from the usual guest star policy by presenting an unusual domestic sketch starring Don Ameche and Marcia Hunt as John and Blanche Bickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. At 2:00 in the morning, finds the Bickerson automobile straining under the additional weight of a house trailer moving in the general direction of Yellowstone National Park. This is John Bickerson's first vacation in 7 years. And his wife, Blanche, is determined to see that he gets a good rest. They've been driving steadily for 9 hours. Listen.
John.
Mm.
Don't slump like that.
I'm not slumping.
You are, too. Your eyes are almost closed, and your head keeps lolling on my shoulder.
Well, I'm sleepy, Blanche. I can't drive anymore.
You're not driving. I am.
Oh.
I knew you'd make me do the driving. I'll bet you'll sleep all the way while I just sit here and gnash my teeth. That's one bet I can win.
Mm.
You're not listening.
I'm listening.
What did I say?
You want a new Nash with twin beds. Good night.
I wish we'd never started on this trip.
Shh.
I won't shush. You've got no right to treat me like a truck driver. You haven't been 1 minute's help to me. I don't know where I'm going, and I can't understand these dials on the dashboard. I'm telling you now, John, if you fall asleep once more, I'll run out of gas.
You say it, but you won't do it.
That settles it. I'm not going to drive another step.
Well, pull over to the side. You can't stop in the middle of the highway. You're blocking traffic.
Oh, all right. Won't start.
Let me see that gas gauge. Empty. Why didn't you tell me we were running low?
I told you I didn't know anything about it.
Well, there's no use sitting here. There's only one way to get this outfit over to the side of the road, and that's by pushing it. Now, don't touch a thing until I tell you. Okay, Blanche.
I can't even budge it, John.
Wait a minute. Let me try this stuff. Why, you didn't even have the ignition key on. There, that's it.
Turn off the headlights, John, and come back here in the trailer. Watch your step.
I'm sleepy. I don't want to open my eyes.
Go on. Get in. Now take your clothes off.
Where's the bed?
Just pull down the ironing board and hook it to the bread box.
I can't sleep on an ironing board. What kind of a trailer is this?
You don't have to sleep on the ironing board. That just makes the slats. Now, you just fold the stove underneath and slide the seat pads on top. There. Isn't that clever?
Wonderful. Good night.
The other bed hooks on the other side. You see how simple it is?
I hate it.
Oh, you're never satisfied with anything. This trailer's a darn sight better than our apartment, if you ask me.
Mm.
It's got every modern convenience. Well, there's more closet space than we have. There's a lovely metal sink, and the bathroom is out of this world.
That's what I was afraid of. Blow out the candle, Blanche.
It's not a candle. It's an electric bulb shaped like a candle.
Well, turn it off and go to sleep. Never been so tired in all my life.
Well, if it won't trouble you too much, I'd like to get my clothes off. Would you mind unzipping my back?
Back up.
Thanks.
Here's the zipper.
John, on, Fickerson.
Oh, I couldn't help it. The darn thing came off in my hand. Why don't they sew it on tight?
I'm going to take it back to Madame Selma's and get a refund. Then I'm going out to buy some real clothes.
Well, you got plenty of clothes.
I have not.
You have, too. You spend a fortune on clothes.
How can you say that? All I own is this dress and that red dinner gown, and I got that gown for a ridiculous figure.
Well, you were fatter then.
All I've got is rags. And you scream your head off if I buy one dress a year. In another 2 months, I'll have absolutely nothing to wear around the house. Then what'll I do?
Pull down the shades.
I wish I was home.
So do I. Good night.
I bet there isn't another woman alive who has to humiliate herself the way I do to get a kind word from her husband. Why did you marry me if you can't stand the sight of me?
I can stand the sight of you.
But you don't love me.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I tell you I do.
Then why don't you say it?
I'm going to tell you for the last time, Blanche. No man ever felt about a woman the way I feel about you.
Honest? Do you really despise me?
You know I do.
What?
I mean, no.
Then why don't you let me talk to you?
I told you, Blanche, I don't feel like talking. Now, please don't start that all over again, Blanche.
Well, I can't help feeling... What was that?
What was what?
Outside the trailer. I thought I heard somebody prowling around. Get up and look, John.
Oh, there's nobody there.
You left the keys in the car. Why don't you get up and look?
There's nothing to look for.
That proves you don't love me. You once told me you'd face death for me, didn't you?
Yes.
Then why don't you go and see who it is?
How do I know he's dead?
John, if anybody breaks in here, will you save me?
Yes, I'll save you.
Why?
Oh. What's the matter with you, Blanche? Why don't you just calm down and go to sleep?
I can't sleep. I'm worried.
I tell you, there's nobody outside.
It's not that. I've got something to tell you.
Well, tell me.
If you give me a kiss, I'll tell you.
Well, tell me now and I'll kiss you later.
You might not feel like kissing me later.
I don't feel like kissing you now. Not after the way you upset me. What have you done?
You remember when we stopped for gas in Las Vegas?
I remember.
Well, I went into the washroom to powder my nose, and they had a slot machine built into the mirror.
You went for it, huh? How many nickels did you lose?
It was a dollar machine.
Blanche, you didn't lose a dollar.
I lost $47.
$47? You squandered my life savings on a one-armed bandit.
I was only trying to make enough money.
How can you throw away my money like that? I work like a slave to hold on to a few pennies. I deny myself everything. I've been sewing collars on your old bloomers and wearing them for turtleneck sweats. Yesterday, I took a bite out of my leg to save on lunch. He gambled away $47, Blanche. I take an old...
John! There's somebody unhitching the car.
Don't try to change the subject. We're going to have a showdown if...
John! Look out the window.
What are you talking about? What happened to our car, Blanche? It's gone.
I told you there was a prowler. You wouldn't listen.
Oh, how do we get the police? That crook made off with my car.
Well, you don't have to get hysterical, John. He can't get away with it.
Why not?
Because I copied down his license number.
Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.
Was a thrilling year for coffee lovers. So many of you discovered the joys of the new Chase and Sanborn instant coffee product. With instant Chase and Sanborn, so many of you finally found the flavor you'd been waiting for in coffee made instantly right in the cup. With instant Chase and Sanborn, thousands have found they can sleep later mornings and not have to waste time waiting for coffee to cook. Just add hot water, stir, and there's your rich, fragrant, full-bodied coffee. The cost is only about a cent a cup. Start tomorrow to enjoy this neat treat at your house. Instant Chase and Sanborn. You'll love it.
We'll be back with more from Charlie McCarthy and all of his friends right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That makes me very happy, and I'd like to take this opportunity to say to my listeners everywhere, a very happy and prosperous New Year, and we'll all be back together in the fall.
That goes for me, too. Goodbye, everyone.
It's been fine and dandy, Mr. Bergen, to be with you.
just as long as we are by your side. Troubles seem to have a funny side. When you're gone, Mr. Bergen, we'll be lonesome and very blue. When you're handy, we're fine and dandy, but when you leave, what will we do? So long, Bergen, we must leave you, though we do not want to go. So long, Charlie, we shall miss you on the Sunday radio. Hark, the landlord is calling. He wants the rent, you see. So till you find another sponsor, goodbye, Mr. B, and we ain't kidding. So long, Mr. B, we really love you. So long, till next time, Mr. B.
By Paul Freese, W.C. Fields by Bill Thompson. The part of Tony Stanford was played by Tony Stanford. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight on behalf of all of us from Hollywood. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
From the day after Christmas, 1948, after more than 11 years together, Edgar Bergen and Jason Sanborn Coffey ended their relationship. The famed ventriloquist returned to radio, though, the following fall, moving from NBC to CBS. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, Dashiell Hammett's private eye, Sam Spade, as voiced by Howard Duff. Be right back.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. Now, you got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, Skip it, you wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10 CD, 50 episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
The name is Don in Oregon. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Oregon, a 41-mile highway will get a name change honoring Nisi World War II veterans after Governor Kate Brown signed Senate Bill 1509. Dedicated on August 13th at the Y East Middle School Performing Arts Center in Hood River, Oregon Route 35, now known as Nisi Veterans World War II Memorial Highway, runs from Hood River to Government Camp. Nisi means second generation in Japanese and refers to someone who is the first American-born Japanese. There were more than 33,000 Nisi serving in the U.S. military during World War II and during the recovery. 433 of them were from Oregon and 58 were from Hood River County.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Dashiell Hammett's character Sam Spade was played on the big screen by Humphrey Bogart in the 1941 film The Maltese Falcon. So when Howard Duff was cast to play him on radio, he had some very big gumshoes to fill. not a problem. He was clearly up to the task, as you'll now hear in The Queen Bee Caper from July 10th, 1949.
Detective Agency?
Me, sweetheart.
Sam, where have you been?
I've been tasting the bitter with the sweet at Miss Wigginson's School for Girls. Sort of a special course in homicidal apiculture.
Apiculture?
Mm-hmm.
There were apes involved?
Effie, where is your Latin? Apis, apianus, of or pertaining to bees?
Oh, bees, of course. It was a bee caper?
It was a beekeeper caper.
Oh, that's funny, Sam. That's a honey.
Effie, put these words down in your little book. Honey, sweetness, hives, combs, etc. Never mention them again.
What?
Keep things humming, sweetheart, and I'll be right down to drone my way through my report on the queen bee caper.
Dashiell Hammett, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye, and William Spear, radio's outstanding producer-director of mystery and crime drama, join their talents to make your hair stand on end with the adventures of Sam Spade. And now, with Howard Duff starring as Spade, Wildroot brings to the air the greatest private detective of them all in the adventures of Sam Spade.
Really, this jargon, this patois. Don't you think it's about time we spoke like educated people?
You know best, Sam.
Every time I visit one of our institutions of learning, I find out something I didn't know.
Oh, Sam, that's incredulous. Well, you just know everything.
Yeah, I guess I do when you come right down to it. The bee, for instance. Bees are a genus of insects of the Hymenopterous order.
The what?
Hymenopterous. Living in society is composed of one queen, or perfect female, a few males, or drones, and an indefinite number of undeveloped females, or neuters, which are the workers.
That's me, I suppose. A neuter.
Well, that's for you to say.
Of course.
And you know what else about the bee?
What, Sam?
Confidentially, it stings. Date, July 10th, 1949... to Miss Elizabeth Colley, Miss Wigginson School for Girls, Seacliff Drive, San Francisco. I wonder about girls sometimes. And that's bad, Eddie. Bad.
Oh.
From Samuel Spade, license number 137596. Subject, Queen Bee Caper. Dear Miss Colley. I was singing a medley of sorority drinking songs as I opened the wrought iron gate, walked up the garden path, past those cast iron deer, and presented myself at the big brass bell pull beside that massive panel door that stands guard between the outside world and your sheltered inmates. A little housemaid wearing dimity let me in and led me to your office. I sat on your chintz-covered sofa and looked at your drapes with their thriving beehive motif and waited for you with my back half turned to the open door. Hello, how are you?
All right, girls, break it up now. Go on, haven't you ever seen a man before? Run along now, you'll be late for physical ed. Go on, quick.
Miss Cowley?
No, I'm not Miss Cowley.
Oh, no, of course not. No, I'm just hoping.
You're Mr. Spade, aren't you? Gloria Thomas, I'm Miss Cowley's assistant.
Nice day, yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't bother to move. I'll lean over you. Put this report on her desk.
Oh, sure.
Miss Colley will be here in just a minute.
Thanks. It's so warm in here.
Next time, wear a mailman's uniform and a 50-year-old stoop. You'll find the temperature is exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, yes, ma'am.
See that you do, then. Oh, Glory, there seems to have been a misplacement of some of the hockey. Would you check on it, please?
Oh, surely. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Spade.
I'm Elizabeth Cowley. You may sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Spade, I'll be painfully frank with you. A thief is at large in my school.
Oh? Well, You probably have a good answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Why not call in the police?
I have a good answer, Mr. Spade. My girls come from San Francisco's finest and wealthiest families. Miss Wigginson's has had an untarnished reputation for more than three generations.
I'm sure.
As headmistress, I must handle this matter with the utmost discretion. Frankly, I already know the thief. Are there any questions?
Well, only one timid one. Who is it?
I regret to say a faculty member is to blame. Glory Thomas. She was in here a minute or two ago.
Oh, really? Well, why, Miss Thomas, you find any of the loot stashed away in her room?
Well, no. No, not exactly. I haven't recovered any of the stolen articles, but I'm sure Glory's responsible. I'm certain she's the thief.
You're just sure?
I thought perhaps you might establish definite proof against Glory.
You mean you want me to frame her?
Oh, no, Mr. Spade. You misunderstand me.
I don't think so, Miss Colley.
Oh, dear, I was afraid this would happen. I told Ursula. But then I...
All right, I'll ask. Who's Ursula?
Mr. Spade, I think I can trust you. It was Ursula who instructed me to call you. Ursula Cavanaugh. You know the name.
The Ursula Cavanaugh, inherited all the real estate, lives in Cavanaugh Towers penthouse, hasn't set foot out of there in 20 years?
Yes. Mrs. Cavanaugh is our school's benefactress. She is, of course, on the board of trustees. She is, moreover, a dear personal friend.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes. We were classmates together here many years ago. Ursula's quite unlike myself. Married well, though a widow now. Rather aggressive. Frankly, she wishes to have Glory Thomas discharged. But her connection with the dismissal must not be known. Now, I don't suppose I can ask you to take the assignment now.
I'm a detective, Miss Colley, not a frame-up artist. I had to have my name called up in the lobby, and then two elevator trips later, I faced her on her penthouse terrace. Ursula Cavanaugh looked like a 1910 stock company lead out of Charlie's Aunt, smoking a black Italian stogie and gripping a cane like a shillelagh. Two men were on the receiving end of her black snake whip of a tongue. A youngish guy, stockbroker type, and an individual in a morning coat who looked practically nude without a butterfly net.
Oh, you're a fool and a nincompoop, Jelinek. I lost all patience with you ages ago. Not only are you incompetent, but you're also dishonest. Don't mind telling you that when the board of directors meets on Thursday, I intend to instruct them...
Really,
to have...
Mr. Cavanaugh, I've tried not to discommode you in any way. I endeavor in every detail to fulfill my responsibilities as manager of this...
Don't interrupt me.
Auntie... I think you've got Jelinek and me all wrong. Now, the truth
the
is...
The truth is, Gerald, you're both a pair of thieving scoundrels. Now, get out, Jelinek, before your weasel face ruins my digestion.
Very well, madam. I remain at your service.
Ah, no backbone, no spunk. And as for you, my dear nephew...
I think I'll toddle along, Addie. I ought to get back to the office.
Control your little impulses, Gerald. I admire a little larceny in any man, but not at my expense.
I was beginning to think I'd become invisible in that rarefied penthouse atmosphere. She hadn't even blinked at me while Jelinek slunk back to the lobby and Gerald toddled along to his office. The terrace was a riot of bloom. I don't know much about flowers, but she must have had them all there. Off to one side, a little man in a blue smock fluttered around a wooden structure on a stand. I'd become aware of bees humming amidst the flowers when she finally spoke to me.
You're Tom Spade, aren't you?
Sam, ma'am, the fun-loving Spade.
Picked your photograph out of the other detectives. Looked like you got spunk. Why'd you come here?
Curiosity. I met Glory Thomas out of Miss Wigginson's. I liked her. I wanted to see the type that would strong arm her out of a job from a safe distance.
Spunky. Come over here, Mr. Spade. I want to show you something. Piggott.
Yes, ma'am.
That'll do for now. Work at the other end of the garden for the time being.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Piggott, my gardener and beekeeper. Most taciturn individual. You know what this is?
Well, I didn't, but now I can see it's a beehive.
Yes, my own beehive. Fresh honey from a tea and fruitcake every afternoon.
Fine old tradition.
Observe this hive, young man. Honeybees are the most intelligent of all insects, surpassing even the ants. And why? Because one female controls a community of many, many thousands.
I am against it.
Yes, Mr. Spade. The queen bee reigns supreme. The males are drones. Quite useless. The female workers perform all necessary labor. No waste motion. No dissension.
Well, some of my best friends are drones, and I just can't stand them.
I think you understand me, Mr. Spade. I wish Gloria Thomas removed from San Francisco for an excellent reason. My nephew, Gerald Long, the young man who just left here, has developed absurd romantic notions about her.
Yeah, so you want the romance busted up. But if you try to break it up openly, your nephew might get stubborn and even marry her. On the other hand, by framing her as a thief, you ward off the affair until you can figure out some other dirty trick.
I knew you'd understand me, Mr. Spade. I admire bluntness in moderation. Well, what do you say to joining forces with me?
Just one thing, Mrs. Cavanaugh. Nuts. Next morning, I put through a call to Miss Wigginson's School for Girls. It had been my intent to talk to you, Miss Collie, to tell you I'd left my hat in your office, but somehow I found myself talking to Glory Thomas. And somehow our talk resulted in a cocktail date at the 10 o'clock Scholar Bar and Lounge.
I shouldn't have come, of course.
Exam papers to grade, no doubt?
Stacks and stacks.
Soft velvet-type hands. Well, what's this on them?
Stains. I teach our girls chemistry, among other things.
How about me taking on a night school class for the other things?
You're crazy. You don't need any education.
Well, I can always use a postgraduate course.
You're really crazy, Sam. I needed this.
We'll make a night of it.
Maybe.
Gerald won't object, huh?
What's that mean? Who have you been talking to, that hateful old woman?
Mrs. Cavanaugh wants to put the boots to you, Glory. She called me in to frame you.
I could kill her.
Oh, easy now, Glory.
Don't talk to me. I thought I could take it. I thought I could be patient and wait while Jerry ironed everything out. But not now, though. I hate that selfish, domineering old woman. I hate her nephew, and I hate you.
Well, that'll do to start with, honey. Now let's go down my list. I hate...
Oh, let me go. I've had all I can take for one night.
Wait a minute, Glory. Hey, you forgot your bag. Hey! She disappeared around the corner as I came out into the street. It was starting to rain. As I stepped off the curb, I slipped and turned my ankle. As I limped onto Montgomery Street, I saw her disappearing into one of the tall buildings on my side of the street. It could have been the Cavanaugh Towers. I step and a half into the lobby thereof a few minutes later. As I came in, Jelinek, the manager, was getting off the elevator. He swatted himself several times in the neck and then went into a door marked private. No trace of Glory in the lobby. I looked in the bar. She wasn't there, but Albert Piggott, the beekeeper, was having a stinger.
Oop. Now I'm beginning to feel good. Hey, who's this? I know that. Why, it's Mr. Spade. Sit down, Mr.
I don't have time just now, Mr. Piggott. Tell me...
Sit down.
Easy.
I'm fired. Have you heard? I'm fired. Just a worker out of work. Turned out by the queen bee.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Piggott. I imagine Mrs. Cavanaugh wasn't too easy to work for.
I told her to keep away from the bees when I wasn't there. Well, she's gone and disobeyed me. One of the workers must have stung her. She's got a temper, you know. Ooh, my. Must have smashed the eye with her stick. Bees, wherever, all over. And then she fired me.
When was this and why did she fire you?
Oh, about old... Now, maybe half an hour ago, I knocked, and then there wasn't any answer, and then I let myself in. It was all dark. I couldn't even see her. Heard the bees, of course, but couldn't... Oh, sorry. And I said, Mrs. Cavanaugh, you disobeyed me. And in this voice, this awful voice, she said, Mr. Piggott, you're fired. Get out. This awful voice in the dark. And Mr. Piggott, mind you, never before, just Piggott this and Piggott that. And hey, where are you going? Hey!
I didn't bother to stop at the desk to get myself announced. I took the passenger elevator and operated it myself. No hands. Nobody answered my ring. The door was unlocked. I went inside, crossed through the empty apartment to the terrace. The rain had just stopped and the sunset cut a sudden shaft. First I heard it, the humming of swarming bees. Then I saw the overturned beehive. Then I saw Ursula Cavanaugh sprawled back in her chair, her stick and Italian stogie on the floor, while the bees clustered greedily over the fruitcake and honey set out on the table. I wondered if those most intelligent of all insects had the answer to Shakespeare's question, O death, where is thy sting?
The
The makers of Wild Root Cream Oil are presenting the weekly Sunday adventure of Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, Sam Spade.
Time for intermission on this Sam Spade episode. We'll be back with the conclusion right after this.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here is Brian Strom, Chancellor of Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences.
The mantra, the first slide and the last slide of all of my talks, to build one of the best academic health centers in the country with an emphasis on one. The idea is to knit it together. It is huge, and we have the potential to build enormous strength. You know, multiple schools, multiple institutes, and the ability to synthesize and to bring all this together. You know, New Jersey used to be the home of innovation and the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of it has left, but there's a lot of innovation still going on in New Jersey.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to Howard Duff, starring in Sam Spade on WEN Radio 1.
And now back to the Queen Bee Caper. Tonight's adventure with Sam Spade.
Sam Spade.
Oh, yes. You shouldn't have gone to see Mrs. Cavanaugh.
I didn't make any promises, ma'am.
Ursula was quite upset by your visit. Called me after you left her. Quite angry about it, Mr. Spade.
Oh?
She wanted to see me today. Our weekly half-day holiday, you know. But I simply couldn't face her. I'm sorry if I sound... I finally managed to doze off after everyone left for the afternoon. Have you called before?
No, this is the first time. I'm at Mrs. Cavanaugh's place right now.
Indeed. Does Ursula wish to talk to me?
She can't.
I beg your pardon?
It might be a good idea if you come over here, Miss Collie. Mrs. Cavanaugh's dead.
What was that?
Mrs. Cavanaugh's dead. And since you're her oldest and closest friend...
Yes, Mrs. Spade. I'll come immediately.
Well, Well, you came on over, Miss Collie, but meanwhile, nephew Gerald Long arrived, also Piggott, whom I called down at the bar and who sobered up with remarkable rapidity on hearing the news. Gerald was shaken up by his right aunt's demise. We waited for the family doctor to arrive and watched Piggott entice the bees back of the hive. You turned up soon after and tried to soothe Gerald's nerves. The hotel manager, Jelinek, also flooded in. The doctor diagnosed cause of death as shock from formic acid, the secretion bees inject into the bloodstream with their stingers. We all stood around thinking our various thoughts as the doc voiced this verdict. Piggott was the one who voiced an epitaph.
She really knew nothing about bees, you know. The queen bee was all important, she thought. But there's always a rebel in every hive. The queen bee is always deposed sooner or later. The worker bees go on and on, but the queen bee can't reign forever.
After that, we all left and went our various ways. Poor old Piggott shouldn't have said that, and he must have been a lot drunker than he seemed, because he was found next morning in his garden in Marin County beside his overturned beehive, a victim like his late employer of fatal bee stings.
You think you'll get away with this?
Don't threaten me, Mr. Long. I've been bullied long enough. I don't intend to lose my position here now Mrs. Kavanaugh's gone. I've taken all I could stand from her, and I don't intend to let you walk all over me.
I'll do whatever I think needs to be done, Jelinek. Well, if you're trying to insinuate
I can cause you as much trouble as you cause me. Maybe more. With what I found out about you now.
Get out of here. Go on, beat it before I break.
How did you get in here, Spade?
Door was open.
Well, if you're here to collect any kind of bill, I want to know what services you rendered.
Nothing's rendered yet. But I figured you might like to know that Aunt Ursula was murdered.
Murdered? You can't say that. Not my hotel.
Shut up, Jelinek. You need proof to back that up, Spade.
I've got it. Piggott.
What? Piggott's dead.
How do you know?
His doctor just called me.
Yeah. Well, that's why I know your aunt was murdered. I've just been out to Marin. Had quite a session with that doctor.
Well, where's your proof, man? Who'd want to kill her?
Well, Oh, stop it. Practically everybody who knew her.
Really, now, I must protest this disrespect to the memory of the...
Shut up! Go on, Spade, go on. Start getting specific.
Well, specifically, Piggott's doctor, because of what I suggested, examined the dead man again, found the mark of a hypodermic, plus the fact that a concentrated solution of formic acid killed Piggott. Piggott's next-door neighbor said he'd been stung as often as 10 and 12 times a day. That meant he'd build up a certain immunization to bee sting.
Are you suggesting that someone murdered him with an injection of commercial formic acid?
I thought I'd made that fairly clear.
And what would the motive be?
To keep him from talking about his employer's murder.
I see. Well, is that all?
Yeah, except that his neighbor told me somebody answering your description called on him this afternoon.
Mike? Oh. Well, yes, but Spade, look here. I can explain that.
Allow me. Hello.
Gerald, hello, darling. I'll be through in about an hour. Just got to check supplies in the chem lab, and then I'll be home and show you what a cook I am. You better be brave.
I'm sorry. Just a second. Here's Gerald. For you, Gerald. Your wife.
Oh. Hold on a second, honey. Spade, look here. Now, you can't drag her into this thing.
When did you get married?
Yesterday afternoon.
Husband and wife. No testifying, huh? Well, I don't think I'll need your testimony. Jelinek's face fell 4 inches into his ascot tie as he heard himself lose exclusive hush money rights to the above information. Pausing only to enjoy a hearty laugh at his discomfiture, I went on to my next and final port of call, Miss Wigginson's School for Girls. This time, there was no girlish tittering as I entered Miss Collie. No dewy young Amazons clutching hockey sticks in their grubby little hands. For a very good reason, as you told me.
My girls are dismissed for the day, Mr. Spade. Because of poor Ursula, of course. Really disrupts our routine. First our weekly half-day holiday yesterday, and now today.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Miss Thomas in the chemistry lab she is, I think.
Very well. I'll take you to her. She knows nothing of our first meeting.
I've talked to her.
Oh. Well, in here.
Yes? Oh. What do you want?
Thought we might talk.
There's nothing to talk about.
Well, we could talk about this hypodermic.
Put that down. I'm using it for an experiment.
Or, how about a formula? HCOOH or CH2O2?
What?
That's formic acid.
Mm-hmm. Miss Collie, you said yesterday was a half-day holiday. Did Miss Thomas stay here in school?
Why, no. She rarely does on Wednesday afternoon.
That's why Mrs. Cavanaugh had a visitor, didn't she, Glory?
Did she?
After you ran away from me?
All right. I did go up to see her. I was so mad about what you told me. I intended to hand in my resignation and give her a piece of my mind, and but she was dead when I got there.
Oh, Glory, no.
And I just got panic-stricken and ran.
Yeah, murder's a pretty scary thing.
Murder? What do you mean, Mr. Spade?
Mrs. Cavanaugh died from a hypodose of formic acid. Somebody familiar with chemistry would use that method.
Then that could mean...
Mm-hmm. The acid could be made up in this lab. The hypodermic could be this one here.
I didn't kill her. I didn't.
You say you were scared. You were so scared you ran all the way to City Hall and married her nephew.
Who you found out?
Jellyneck found out first. He intended to squeal the old lady, but she was dead when he got back. He knew her will disinherited Gerald to be married without Auntie's approval while she was still alive.
We married after she was dead. But that didn't matter. After I saw you, I told Jerry if he was any sort of man, he'd marry me will or no will. He did.
And yet this morning he drove over to Marin County to see old Piggott.
You think he was trying to shield me? I tell you, she was dead when I got into that room. I don't know anything about Piggott.
One moment. I believe I recall that Mr. Piggott said Ursula spoke to him when she discharged him. Glory, you must be mistaken about the time you entered that room. She couldn't have already been dead because...
Yes, she could have and was. The killer was almost caught by Piggott. She hid behind the curtain in the dark and spoke to him. Miss Cavanaugh was already dead, but...
I see. Mr. Piggott thought it was Ursula's voice, but it was yours, Glory.
No, it was yours, Miss Collie.
What?
You committed both murders. You had access to the murder weapon. You had the half-day holiday to do it in.
Mr. Spade.
Even at that moment, the finishing school schoolmarm had to say, Mr. Piggott.
Well, I'm not sorry for it. Ursula misused her power shamefully.
And now the queen bee's deposed again.
Oh, you're brighter than most men, Mr. Spade. You, too, understood the significance of Mr. Piggott's remarks last night.
Yeah, I could have been a little brighter a little sooner. You helped give yourself away when you asked me if I'd called you earlier yesterday afternoon.
Why, Sam? How could she?
Well, Cavanaugh bullied her since childhood. Then you came on the staff and your ability scared her. The queen bee being deposed and whatnot. When Cavanaugh wanted you framed, she saw a chance to get rid of both of you. She hoped her murder would look like an accident, but if it was recognized as murder, you'd be the logical suspect.
Oh, you're much too clever, Mr. Spade. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, let's. It's up to those drones at homicide from here on in. Period and a report.
Sam?
Yes, Evie?
How come Gerald went out to see Mr. Piggott?
Well, Gerald didn't care about the will, but he didn't want to boot a fortune out the window either. Glory hadn't told him she'd seen his aunt, so he called on Piggott to find out when Piggott last saw Auntie alive. Go type that up. I am completely well, and when you return, we shall Indian wrestle.
Certainly, Sam.
Adventures of Sam Spade, Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, are produced and directed by William Spear. Sam Spade is played by Howard Duff. Lorene Tuttle is Effie. The Adventures of Sam Spade are written for radio by Bob Tallman and Gil Dowd. Musical direction by Lud Gluskin, with score composed by Renee and Pierre Garrigan. Join us again next Sunday when author Dashiell Hammett and producer William Spear join forces for another adventure with Sam Spade. This is Dick York.
CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Queen Bee Caper from July 10th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time is about Howard Duff's personal life. After a rumored torrid romance with Ava Gardner in the late 1940s, in 1951, Duff married another brunette movie star. This British-born actress is also a writer and director. I'll name her and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
The claim we hold is a good as gold bonanza.
Hop
in the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
Was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other Songs of the Wild West. Just go to MusicRewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean, mean, mean son of a gun.
Mutant! Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Sam Spade actor Howard Duff's personal life. I mentioned in 1951, he married a British-born actress, writer, and director. Her name, Ida Lupino. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all done, but hey, remember to visit our website, which is WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.